Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategies. Successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, welcome to the remix. Our host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. peace and greetings, everyone. It is so good to have you guys here. So good to have everyone here live in the remix and see you guys in the house tonight. I hope you guys can hear me okay. It's been a while since we've kind of cranked up these things on this end, and I'm kind of pushing a lot of buttons over here. So I am going to look for you guys in the chat room. If you can hear me okay, definitely put a heart in the room to let me know that it is coming across loud and clear. And for those of you that are listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, I want to say welcome to the remix. So good to have you guys here. As you know, this is the first show that I've been doing, or I have done in the year of 2012, the first show we're doing, because we're actually all going to be doing this show tonight. I thought this would be a great way to bring it in. Today is Friday the 13th on 2012. So let's get ready to get into the remix. I see the boards is all lit up. I see the chat room is filling up as well. See lots of guests in the house tonight. So I want to say welcome to the seen and the unseen here in the house tonight. It is so good to see all of you guys. I have truly, 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 truly missed you guys. But definitely know that we are all connected, and it's so good to have you guys in the house. Now, for those of you who are listening, and you might be listening for the very first time, let me go ahead and give you some directions. So if you want to come on over, and we definitely invite you to come on over and join the Remix family in the chat room, you can have those directions so that you can come on over. So I'll give you those cosmic directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and come on in. All you have to do, there's a sign up button right at the bottom. Just click sign up. And takes about 5 minutes. You can tell us who you are and just come on in. We would love to have you in the house tonight. Woo! Woo, woo, woo is the word. It is so good. It is so good to be back here in the remix. And I see you guys there. I see all of our international listeners are coming on board and joining us as well. So I want to thank you. I also want to thank you guys for everyone who reached out, whether you reached out on Facebook, whether you reached out on Twitter, or you sent an email, for sending all of your loves and your thoughts and letting me know what was going on in your world as well. So I will be responding to them, to each and every one of them. And thank you guys for all of the birthday wishes as well, too. That meant so much. And know that it is deeply felt within my heart. So it's so good to have you guys in the house. Now, tonight, I wanted this to be really, really just a real light show tonight, and just really have it an opportunity for us to share, to talk about those things that we'll be doing in 2012, and see what's going on in your world, share a little bit about what's going on in my world. Got a little ritual, a little exercise we're going to do. You know, I wouldn't be Blue if I didn't do that. You guys wouldn't be the Remix family if I didn't do it. So talk about maybe some of the guests that's going to be coming on, some of the themes that's going to be coming up as well. So just so much going on, and I know you guys have a lot going on as well. We're also going to be getting into, of course, we're going to do our little dance. We're going to do our little dance. We're going to do our little dance. I'm just trying to get some things together here. I kind of went over there. Also, just to let you guys know, we will be doing the show tonight and also Sunday night. Brother Panic will be in the house, so we'll be doing a chat and chill. So you're going to get a lot going on in the next 2 days, so just make sure that you mark your calendars for that. Don't forget, I know you guys have been downloading all of the remix shows, because this show and all of the remix shows, you know, are available on iTunes, and you can also download them right here from Blog Talk Radio on the remix as well, too. So these are some great shows, lots of great guests, everybody's doing their work, and so definitely a good place for us to begin to listen and to hear. So now, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on with me. I'll share a piece of this. That's probably one of the longer breaks I've taken in a while from the remix, definitely. I've taken a break, you know, just taken an all-over break. And most part, some of the break was planned, and then it was some unexpected things that came up. So I'm looking in the chat room if you guys are wondering why I'm laughing, so it's all good. But, you know, I had an opportunity to spend some time with family and to be around a lot of my family that I haven't seen in a while. And it was very, very relaxing and very refreshing at the same time. Lots of revelations came through. And it was really that time of the year that I know that I needed to step back and sort of kind of recharge myself, you know, just kind of take that moment to go into that place of darkness, you know, as well. As many of you, I know, took that opportunity to do that as well. And during that time, it looked like, you know, whenever somebody would talk about the news or talk about certain things that was going on, it was like a lot of chaos going on. I don't know if you guys recognize that as well, but there was always chaos. You know, somebody was, you know, seeing this particular chaos, but, you know, there was a very calm place within myself. I could still find that place, you know, as many of you. A lot of people emailed and was sharing with myself that towards the end of the year, right, like maybe the last couple of weeks of the year, some drastic changes happen in their life, some good, some bad, some ugly, but just a lot of changes occurred towards the end of the year, right before it was about to embark on this energy that was coming up of 2012. Now, we know that 2012 has started a long time ago, you know. Brother Bobby Hemmett talked about that as well, that that 2012 has been around for a while. We know that the calendar is off. But there is something to be said about the energy when there are so many people that is really reflecting this particular energy. And we talked about this here on the show, too. It doesn't matter who you ask, whether we consider them to be people who are conscious or not conscious. They all have sort of this energy around what they thought 2012 was going to bring. And for the most part, a lot of people seen a lot of doom and gloom in 2012. Most people will tell you that they believe that this is sort of the end. You know, we're coming into this time of end for whatever reason, that this is the time of end. So even if we don't celebrate or recognize January the 1st to be the new year, there's a lot of energy that was moving around that time. And so tonight, we're going to talk about how we can still sort of, you know, really get into the energy of 2012 and get ourselves on that road to 2012 and moving sort of in that direction. Some things that came up as well, too. So I was going in a long thought with that story, but I'm going to hold that thought. Also, I want to tell you guys, if you look down, if you're in the chat room, if you're on the webpage, you can actually go in there and you can see one of the cards inside the Know Your Magic deck, the deck that I did also working with Pure Feminine Energy. You could see that. I want you guys to see it. I think everything is coming out beautiful. The deck is going to be available soon, and I cannot wait to just share that with you guys. As you know, we talked about that project. It's an amazing project, an amazing journey, and I just can't wait until we get the cards in our hands and we can begin to really kind of play with them and, you know, really, really kind of work with the energy of those oracle cards. Okay, so now we're going to get ready. Of course, we're going to get ready to move a little bit. We're going to get ready to move a little bit, and then we're going to talk about some of the energy that's here. Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I really am. It's so good to see you guys. I just feel like we just need to, this is our day to just kind of chat and chill with each other. So again, this is going to be a light show. We're going to do a lot of things, but we're going to have a lot of fun too. So we're going to listen to a little bit of intro here. This is sort of going to set the tone for sort of this road of 2012 that we're on, this universal energy that carries a lot. It has a lot to do with coming together. It has a lot to do with family. It has a lot to do with rocking back and forth and that polarity of the energy that's going to be available here. And so it's important that you move into that energy or to that vibration that you want to rock with. And so tonight we're really going to get into that vibration of where we want to rock. And we're going to start that even with the music and even with sort of this ritual that I'm going to tell you about tonight that you can actually take part in. And we can talk about that some. And then we'll get to hear from you guys. You'll get to call in and we'll get to share things also. First, we're going to listen to this little bit of this introduction, and this is just going to give you a little bit of energy about where my mindset is, because I heard this and it just kind of put me into the place where I could really see this and really feel this. So we'll play that first, and then we're going to get ready to get into the jam for tonight. Okay, here we go.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
You guys can get a little bit about the road to 2012 as we do this right here on the remix. So now, what I want everyone to do is just to stand up, no matter where you are right now. Just stand up. Just take a moment and stand up, because we're going to dance. We're going to jam a little bit so we can really just kind of raise up our energy a little bit. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a wonderful week for me. Lots of things going on. And there's lots of energy just floating around on the planet right now, particularly over the course of the next 4 days. And so we're going to talk about how we can begin to move more into that energy to really cause that transformation within ourselves and also for those things in the future as well. So we're going to be getting into this vibe. So I know you guys are ready. So here we go.
Check it out now. No doubt now. Yeah. Check it out now. No doubt, yeah. Such a girl, real good girl. Biggest thing in my itty bitty world. Caught her up and she made me feel right. Wish this bliss could never take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. Spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other face and not the evil eye. Acting like grown ups. Don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at check it, yeah, look at check it.
Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at y'all,
check it,
look at y'all,
check it,
look at y'all,
check it,
look at y'all, y'all, y'all.
Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant. Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick makes the other niggas maddest. Moving to your town of situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she. Thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I chilling back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. A rapping nigga for real. You would find me in the cipher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Move your little thing. Move it around, let's take a little thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a out, yo.
All right. There you go, you guys. Such a vibrant thing. And definitely that's what this year is going to be. It's going to be all about vibrant things, those things that we can begin to vibrate or move with that energy, that life force energy, that chi within ourselves. Such a vibrant thing. And so, you know, that song actually came to me a while ago while I was actually sort of kind of taking sort of my, I guess you can call it a sabbatical. I guess you could call it a sabbatical and just kind of, you know, kind of put it in terms like that, just kind of relaxing a little bit and, you know, just taking sort of some time out and, you know, just just kind of chilling out. I'm looking in the chat room again. And but it was important to do, you know, it really was important to do. And especially with the energy that was coming up for this year, you know, all about freedom, really about travel, really about realignment, and also about change. It has a lot to do with that, and it kind of made me think about that song there, you know, just about the vibrant thing. The other thing that I was thinking about is that, you know, typically what happens at the beginning of the year, a lot of times there's a lot of New Year's resolutions that are made, that we set intentions or make that we say that we're going to begin to do or start to do within the new year, because it's a lot of energy that's out there at this time. But I thought about, you know, what happens, we talk about those things that we're going to let go, that we're no longer going to do, but what about celebrating those things that we have chosen to continue to do, and those people that we've chosen to stay connected with, to keep in our lives. And so not so much about the letting go, but really the coming into. So I said, you know, a couple of things came to mind. The first one was honey or something sweet, you know, and it was about really, really thinking about what is sweet. You know, what is sweet? What is coming? What is sweet? When we think about things being sweet, you know, let me stop looking in the room. This is about being sweet, you know, keeping the sweetness in your life. You know, often when we think about different disease, and we know those things have been started in the mind, sugar diabetes typically has a lot to do with the sweetness being taken out of your life. So it's important that we have sweetness in our lives. So that made me think about honey or sugar or something sweet, you know, whether that's that sweet brother in your life or sisters or for brothers, that sweet sister in your life, or that sweet mama, or that sweet daddy, you know, just the sweetness sometimes that we need to begin to look for within ourselves. You know, sometimes we got to find the sweetness within ourselves. We start to look outside of ourselves, and it seems like doom and gloom and chaos and, you know, all of these things when you find yourself in that place where you can't find the sweetness. You know, and 2012 is going to be one of those years that challenges you, because you get the opportunity to rock. You know, this is a 5 year, you know, so 2 + 2 = 4 + 1 = 5. You know, that's the year to rock. You know, it's a rocker year because it sits on a rocker. If you look at the five and you look at the circle, it rocks. So you'll find that sometimes there's going to be a lot of people that you can look around and they're only going to be able to see doom and gloom. And then there's other times that there's going to be a whole lot of sweetness. And you get to choose. You get to choose which way in a rock. Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody just sent me something. But you get to choose which way you're going to rock. And it's important. It's important that you it's important that you choose which way you want to rock, you know. So just be careful about how you rocking. Know you're in 2012. Know if you're going to rock, which way you're going to rock, and do that. The other thing that I thought about was sesame seeds. That was one of the things that came to me, was sesame seeds, really about planting that seed. You know, this is the time. A lot of things are dormant. This is the perfect time for those things to begin to go dormant and to plant seeds, whether those seeds be in ourselves, whether they are in relationships that we're having, whether they're in dealing with our children, or maybe things that we are moving forward to in the future, planting those seeds. So keeping the sweetness and planting those seeds. So I said, you know, let me go look some things up and see what it comes up with. And I actually went to the Goddess Book of Days and began to look at what type of energy was going on in the planet at this particular time. And once I was able to look at there, you know, starting actually today, in Hindu culture, it is called the Makha Sakati. And I believe that I'm saying that correctly, the Makha Sakati. And the Makha Sakati is actually one of the largest ritual ceremonies that is held. And actually, I believe it is the largest in the world, where thousands and thousands, where thousands and thousands of people from all over the world at this point really travel to begin to get into this energy and really get into this. It's really a ritual energy that goes on for 4 days. Now, I'll let you do your research on that. Now, what I did is once I figured out this is what this is, I actually had an opportunity to speak with Esther. You know, when we are doing the linguistics and we're working with the Hindi word, so, you know, we kind of talked about this, and she, you know, we were talking about this festival and things that they do during this time of the year where they go down to the river and they offer up different offerings, and this is a cleansing ritual, it's a rebirthing ritual, and even in the Hindi culture, one of the things that is believed that anyone who makes their transition over the course of these next 4 days will actually begin to get favor from the gods. You know, this is really that time that they receive those extra favors of making these blessings. And if you Google this, you'll find some amazing pictures. While me and Esther was talking about this, we were actually looking on the web, and we've seen some beautiful pictures of seeing this, and just very bright, very colorful, and you could see sort of this ritual going on. So that took me back to where I was when I was thinking about at the beginning of the year. Now, a couple of things that they do in this ritual ceremony is offering up something sweet and also sesame seeds. So this is just really how the universal consciousness came. Now, my thoughts were completely somewhere else, but they still tie into exactly this, and that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, one of the things that happens during this ceremony is that there are kites that are made. So they make these kites, and they're very bright, and they're very colorful, they have these kites. What the kite is symbolic of, it's a couple of things. So I'll give you a goddess that you can begin to work with. And one of the goddesses that also came up in the ritual that I wanted to do for the new year was the goddess Sarasvati. And Sarasvati is actually the goddess that really sits over, she's sort of that cosmic mother over creativity and music and anything dealing with creativity, that creative energy. And she's a big part of this ceremony too, because Sarasvati is really the goddess that they honor in order to bring in the new consciousness, the new consciousness that is coming into play. Now, for me, when I'm doing one of my altars that I have in the altar where I do the sessions, I have a statue of Sarasvati there. You will typically see her sitting on a swan, and her colors that you will see is that orange color, sort of that reddish orange color. You will see a lot of that color because it is the color of creativity, and rightfully so. You will see gold, and you will also see the orange color with the goddess Sarasvati. So now, here's the ritual that I came up with that we can begin to do, and then I'll tell you some of the other things that sort of go along with that. What you can do is actually take a piece of paper, and it can be a plain piece of paper. You can actually make it out of a cardboard or something that is sort of kind of sturdy as well too. You know, you can take this. And yes, I see someone in the chat room, Queen Mother, saying it celebrates the passing of the solstice season. Yes. And this is a pilgrimage that they take, and it goes over the course of the next 4 days. So you guys can do your research on that as well too. But here's what you can do. So you're going to make a kite. You're going to cut out the shape of a kite. And as you begin to cut out the shape of this kite, you're going to cut it out in the shape of the kite. Many of you might remember the ritual that was on the Know Your Magic line for the braiding ritual. to take 3 strands of hair for the braiding rituals. Take the 3 strands of the braiding ritual. And in the 3 strands of the braiding ritual, you were able to braid those things together just like a braid and do it during the full moon, put it in your hair. But we're going to talk about that. So what you'll need is you'll need some paper, and you're also going to need 3 strands, and you can pick any colors you want and any colors that you want to use for those 3 colors, okay? Those 3 colors that you're going to use in the braiding ritual, but you're not going to do the braiding ritual, but you're going to use the 3, you're going to use the 3 strands, and you're going to cut out the triangle shape of the kite. On the kite, what you're going to do is decorate it. You can decorate it any way that you want. You can put glitter on it. You can put stars on it. You can color it. You can put words on it. You can put symbols on it. You can put anything that you want, and you're going to do that on one side. So you're going to have everything decorated on one side of that. And for those of you who have not or didn't hear of the braiding ritual, there's a lot of things that I give out that is on the Blue Blast call, and also on the Know Your Magic call as well, too, that you can get that as well. So, or you can go back and listen to past shows as well, too. But I'm not going to go into the braiding ritual tonight. But what you're going to do is you're going to decorate that. You're going to decorate the board and do that all on one side, everything on one side. And then what you're going to do on the flip side is you're actually going to begin to write those things for the future for yourself on the flip side. That's what you're going to do. So I began to take a look at this kiting, you know, the symbolic of the kite, you know, the flying of the kite. Now, during this, celebration, the kites are flown and they're set off. They do this, this kite, they fly the kites. The kite is symbolic of really sending the energy and having it to be charged by the sun god. This is symbolically the same thing here, what you'll do. So once you get the kite together, what you're going to do on the flip side. But I want to talk about why it's going to be important that you don't write anything down that you don't plan on really, really giving some energy to and really, really having your intention set that this is the direction you want to move in. It's going to be important that you put on here things that you really, really give some energy to. And one of the things that was brought up to my attention by a friend of mine's was about kiting and just really kind of looking at the energy of the kiting, because you see the kite a lot. You know, we've seen the kite, the Egyptians used the kite. It goes all the way back there. You think about Benjamin Franklin and him flying the kite. And of course, we know that the story goes, that the kite is connected with electricity. We know electricity is connected with current. So you also see the kite, and you also see Benjamin Franklin with the kite on money. You see the kite. Now, when I used to work in the banking industry, I did some working in the banking industry. One of the things that was really, really sort of a big challenge was dealing with kiting. So as I began to put these pieces together, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine, and I began to put, and I said, wait a minute, you know, this kiting thing, let me take a closer look at why this kiting thing is so important. Where did this idea of this kiting come from in the checking industry? Because with banks, to kite is illegal. You can actually go to jail for kiting. So let me tell you, I'm going to read you a little bit of the definition of what kiting is. Kiting is actually, it's when you take advantage of the float between when you write a check. Think about it this way. If you have a checking account and you write a check, it takes some time for that check to clear. That process of when that check is clearing is called float or floating. What does the kite do? It floats. What makes it float? The current. The current moves the float. So banks are using this term, and this is where this term kiting came from. So it's taking advantage of the float, making use of non-existing funds in a checking account or a banking account, and it's considered check fraud. When I used to work at the bank, this was like one of those high at that time, things that banks will instantly report you to the police and let you know that they suspect you of kiting. Kiting is serious. And sometimes it happens and you may not, you know, people would say, well, wait a minute. I don't even know what kiting is. I'm not trying to kite. But let me tell you how kiting can happen, because banks used to lose a lot of money before they figured this out. What would happen is somebody would write a check from one account, and they would make that a lot much more than the balance that was in the account. So let's say, for instance, you have one checking account. And in that particular checking account, let's just go all out. Let's just say you have about $3,000, right? But you write a check for $5,000. You don't have enough money to cover that check. So what you do is, let's say I take that check and I write that check to you. And I say, okay, here you go. I'm going to write you a check for $5,000. It's good. Go cash it. So you take that check and you take it to another bank to cash it. So when you take that check to another bank to cash it, what I do is I go into my other bank account and I write a check for $2,000. Even though it's not, I don't have $2,000 in the other account, and I put it in my account with the $3,000, so it looks like I have $5,000. Now, here's what would happen. You would walk away with $5,000, and I would walk away with an extra $2,000 and not have the money in either one of the banks to catch it. So people was doing this, and people still try to kite. People still try to kite. So what happens is, by the time the float happens, it would come up as non-sufficient funds. But it would look like, by the time those checks overlapped, it would look like, wow, there's money here. So the person, I wrote you that check, you're good. You walked away with $5,000. You got your money. I say, hey, give me my $2,000. I got two from you. You got three. We good to go. Both the bank accounts don't have money in them. So the banks were losing a lot of money. Now, they say, the definition says, the purpose of kiting is to falsely inflate the balance of a checking account in order to allow checks that would otherwise bounce to clear. If the account is not planned to be replenished, then it's known as paper hanging instead. Checks are written on a paper. So one of the things that was revealed to me is, oh, we're getting ready to kite. Don't put anything on here that you don't plan on really, really giving some sort of interest to. Otherwise, the only thing you're going to be doing is paper hanging. You're just going to be writing things down on paper. And that's what happens a lot of times when we begin to set intentions, whether we write those things down or whether we make whether we begin to make these storyboards or these, you know, dream boards or affirmations or different things, it becomes just paper hanging, because we have no intention of doing what we need to do to replenish what we say we want. Does that make sense? I thought that was really cool. So I thought that was really cool. Yes, yes. So I said, wow. Now that I think about it, Benjamin Franklin is on the money, and on the money he's flying the kite. They often show him with the kite. He's flying the kite because he's letting you know that this is the currency. Everything about our money system, everything about our currency is kiting. That's what they've been doing. They've been kiting it. They've been writing checks and had absolutely no intention of covering what was there. We've been kiting. It's been kiting. So now let's take this on the conscious side. Take a look. Think about those things in your life that you've been kiting. That you've been kiting. As the saying goes, and Esther just wrote it in the room, and I was just getting ready to say it. What do we say? Don't write a check that your ass can't cash. That's kiting. That's kiting. So it works the same way, especially when we begin to think about those things that we want to manifest, those things that we want to begin to bring into our reality. It's to begin to take a look at these things and make sure that we're not kiting. But we do want to take advantage of the float. So when you're making this kite, and when you begin to do this kite ritual, what you're doing is you're actually taking advantage of the float. But you are going to do the work. You're going to do what it is necessary so that by the time the float is over, that you have done what you needed to do to cover it, to cover the check, so that the check don't bounce. So that the check don't bounce. So that your check doesn't bounce. So on the flip side, that's where you're going to write those things down. I would say that what you're going to do is first take a bath, you know, really, really cleanse yourself symbolic. And you can do it over the course of the next 4 days to begin to take a bath and do that. Now, how you're going to just really set this intention after you take your bath, you know, you can set your intentions and take your bath and do your cleansing that way. But after you've done that, what you want to do is you want to write down those things for 2012. Write down those things for 2012 that you want to begin to work towards, those things that you want to begin to put into your account, those things you want to put into your data bank, those things that need to go into your data bank. That's what you're writing down. So that's where those things are going to come into your bank. Everything that you want in your bank, that's what you're going to begin to write down on the other side. Make sure you're not kiting. Make sure you're not. And then what you're going to do at the end when you're done, you can take the three pieces of string and you're going to seal it. You're going to seal it. You're going to seal it up by braiding it and setting the intentions as you braid it. You're just going to read your list off as you braid it, and then you're going to tie it in a knot. So that's your string for your kite. You have one side decorated. That's going to activate the creativity and activate those things within you. And the other side of it to have everything that you have put into your data bank. Okay? And you're going to have that there. And so from time to time, take a look at it. If you can hang it from somewhere so it can float sort of like a mobile, that would be great. This is actually a great exercise to do with your children as well, too, to have them. Something so you can keep it in your memory bank and they can see it, too, because it's important that we begin to set these intentions so we're not out here free-falling. Often in a lot of the sessions, people ask me, will I move? Will I ever get married? Will my finances change? And my question is, will it? Because that is your will. Are you setting the intention for that's the direction you want to move in? So this is the time for us to begin to put in the work, continue to put in the work, and I know you guys have. And so this ritual right here, I did mine tonight, And and you know, I'll let you know. I still have my DNA box, and I've seen all the pictures, and I got all the emails you guys sent from those of you who have made the DNA box as well, too, the magical DNA box. So these can even be those things that you've put inside your DNA box as well, too, to put that in there and begin to do that. Because definitely I don't want you to do any paper hanging. I don't want you to do any paper hanging, and I definitely don't want you to bounce a check. So this is where kiting comes from. So the next time you think about money, when you think about currency, understand that sort of this is sort of that hidden side that they don't want to tell you why Benjamin Franklin is flying that kite, because he's taking advantage of the float. He's taking advantage of the float, and they put him on the money because he is symbolic, because he understood that you got to take advantage of the float. The float takes advantage of the current. The electricity comes from out of the sky, and that is moving the current. He's on the money, and it keeps that dollar bill moving, which is nothing but paper. But that paper is what a whole lot of people is chasing, that paper. So if you want to get into the currency, not to chase the currency, you don't have to do that. You don't have to chase the currency. The current is already there. You just got to get into the energy of the float and make good on your float. Just make good on your promise. If you're going to do some kiting, just make sure before the float is over, you put your work in, so that you can cover the check, you can cover your account, you can cover those things that you begin to put into your data bank. You can cover all of those things. So I wanted to share that with you guys. I hope that was helpful, and I would definitely love to hear some of your feedback on that as well. What we're going to do right now is actually go ahead and open up the phone lines, and I would love to hear from you guys, hear what's been going on in your world. And, yes, you know what? These days, money is digital. That is so, so true. Money is so digital. And actually what they're trying to do is actually take paper money out of existence. And they want everything to become digital. Unfortunately, or fortunately, those of us, no. And in this coming year, it's going to be real important that you keep some cash, that you keep some paper money. It's going to be important that you keep some paper money and not put all of your money into the bank. Okay? Because you know that kiting is going on. Not only are you kiting, but other people are kiting, and the bank industry is not necessarily going to make good on their kiting. So know that. Know that, that that may happen this year. So it's really good. I know if you can take, I would say to anyone, if you can put a dollar aside a day, but you need to hold on to paper money. That's important too, to keep you some paper money. Know that that paper money is where all this kiting stuff came from. And if we let go of that and everything becomes electronic, then there's no more kiting. For real. Nobody's floating. There's not going to be any currency moving, because we need that current to move in order for the float to happen. If they take away the float, they take away the currency. If they take away the currency, then we're in a very special place. So make sure you hold on to some money. If you got a whole lot of money in the bank, don't keep it all in the bank. Not this year. This ain't the year for that. It's going to be a lot of rocks going on with that. A lot of rocking. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Please call in and share. Let me know what's going on with you guys. Let me know. let me know what's going on as well. Yeah. Money is yucky. Okay. You don't like touching money. Mm. Yeah. It's some yuckier things out there. Trust and believe. It's some much more yuckier things out there than money. Woo! And some of it you ain't even got to touch. Trust that. Okay, so 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I'm going to go to the phone lines because I see you guys there. Let's see. It looks like calling in. Oh, and once you get on the phone lines, what I want you to do is press 1. Don't forget to press 1. That lets me know that you're there and you have a question. We're going to go to the first caller. Let's see. Calling in from area code, it looks like 614. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 614. Okay, I guess they're just listening. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 901. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Blue? This is the Sister Life from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm enjoying the chair. You know, it's another beautiful night. I can see all the stars tonight, you know. Even though I'm in Memphis, yeah. It's a secluded area, you know, a lot of street lights. But anyways, I called to tell you about this dream I had. It was, you know, I've been practicing, you know, OBEs, you know, astral traveling, all that. And what I ran into was this land. It was like, it looked like, I don't know if, it was actually my first actual out-of-body experience because I felt the vibration of electricity through my whole, you know, through the whole chakra system. You know, it was real sublime. But anyways, the world was like, as soon as I got there, I jumped off of some type of contraption. I don't know. It looked like a garbage can at first, but then when I jumped down, it disappeared. But the whole thing that I noticed is that this land that I was in, it was somewhat like the redness of the dirt of Mars. But when I looked at the dirt mounds or the sand mounds or whatever you may call it, it was like crystallized lines as the sand melted down. Mm-hmm. And I seen a sapphire mound that like has never been touched ever before. And then when I turned around, I seen this huge castle. Now, what was symbolic about this castle is that it had three pillars, and it had a sand line heading up to the castle itself. It wasn't stressed like, you know, like our society. Everything is all intact. Everything is square or it's triangle. You know, it was just basically just all creative, based on how the sand melted down onto the castle.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is, as soon as I stepped forward towards the castle, I noticed that there was two walkways. And it was like a short, what I noticed is that it was a walkway like, you know, your lifeline in your hand. And what is the line that cuts across your hand, directly across from your lifeline?
I'm listening to your dream. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, you know, on your hand, on your actual hand, you know, physical hand nowadays, like right now we're speaking, I'm talking about the line that cuts right across your hand from the lifeline. Okay, you may not know. But what I noticed as soon as I stepped onto this pathway, it immediately turned into a quicksand. And it was a lucid, I guess it was, I don't know if it was an OBE or a lucid dream, if there's any type of difference. But as soon as I stepped on that walkway, I immediately went into quicksand. And when I went into this quicksand, the whole structure started melting down into this one pathway. And, you know, there was nobody there to save me from the quicksand. So, I mean, I guess what I did was, you know, I visualized my body, and my body turned over in real life. You know, I was able to control my physical body from the dream world, and I made myself turn over. And as soon as I turned over, I was on the other path, and I was able to continue the way on the other path. And by the time I got up to this castle, you know, they had, you know, structural windows kind of like an oval shape. That's when I woke up. So I was wondering if you had any type of insight about that land, because it was so magnificent. It was nothing I don't think anybody's ever seen before. What intrigued me was that the fact that it was I was in an OVE. and, you know, how you and the OBE is supposed to represent actual places that you that you that you actually being involved in. And I don't know if it was, you know, from one of our ancestral areas on Mars or anything of that sort, but so I was just wondering what's your input on that.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, let me say this. And thank you so much for calling in. I really, really, really thank you for calling in and sharing this. You know, we talk about dreams. Dreams is one of those things that's very special to me, and one of those things that I hold sacred, you know, to talk about those particular things when it comes to and it's interesting that you talk about. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Okay. No, because I heard some noise in the background. That's okay.
Oh, that was just a car passing by.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. So one of the things that I want you to take a look at, because how I do dreams is sort of the same way that I do reading, as you know. And dreams are one of those things that is multidimensional. We're multidimensional people, and so a lot of times our dreams are multidimensional. And we talk about this a lot, and that's one of the things that I will tell you. And so I'm going to put you on hold just for a second so I can hear myself here. Okay?
Okay.
Let me put you on hold here. I apologize for that. I just don't want to so you can hear, so I can hear you, I guess. All right. So anyway, like I was saying, the dream, we're going to take a look at this and how it pertains to you, and I'll just tell you some of the things that I came up with. The first thing, looking at your hand, and I don't remember, what hand did you say that was?
Well, when I was talking about a representation, I instantly held up the right hand, you know.
Okay, the right hand. Okay, so let's just take a look at that. Now, the right hand is really how we see ourselves in the world. That's what the right hand represents. We talk about the right hand path and the left hand path. So these are two different, very, very different paths of where you see. So this is just one way. So if you're open to hear this, let me tell you this. As you begin to describe the dream and you talk about sort of walking on the sand and really coming into that energy, just going through the sand and really begin to going through the sand and walking on the sand, coming up to the castle. The castle is symbolic of really coming to almost a crossroads of where you are, the castle, the pillars, you know. So you're walking through sort of the gates or walking through that cross point, you know. So that has a lot to do with the castle. I want to go to the quicksand first, and then I'm going to go back and I'm going to talk about some of these other things and also talk about some of the things in the hand, because I see that particular area very different. That's something that I've studied, but I see that a little different. So so let me tell you about that. But the quicksand really represents you being on dangerous grounds. So when you said you were on the quicksand, and let me bring you back on the line. You said that you were on the quicksand and you were sinking fast. I want you to take a look at the time that you had this dream and think about some things that are going on in your life that really can put you in an unstable situation, and I know you can relate to what I'm talking about, and that is somewhat a situation that's dangerous. So this is your higher self really kind of giving it to you, saying, hey, check this out. You need to change this. And you did. You changed it. You were able to go back to that starting point, and you were began able to go and take the left hand, you see, to go on the left-hand path. So you kind of threw me off when you said the lifeline. I don't really kind of see the lines in the hands that particular way, because actually the lines in your hand is actually a map to what is going on in your brain. And there's actually neurologists that what they're doing now is that they're studying the lines in the hand, because those lines in the hand is a direct link to your brain pattern. So what does that mean for you right here? This means for you right here that you need to begin to think about what is going on in your life. using both of your hemispheres, your right and your left, so that you can begin to avoid these dangerous situations. These dangerous situations that is around you. And so in your dream, you were able to shift your consciousness. You were able to get yourself out of the quicksand and make a different choice. So tonight we're talking about really setting forth those intentions and making sure that we're not kiting. You understand, in your dream, it showed you sort of symbolically the same thing that we're dealing with right now is to tell you, listen, check it out, you're in quicksand. Mm-hmm. And you're getting ready to sink real fast. And here's something that's very key. No one is going to come save you. You've got to save yourself. You see that? So dreams are very powerful because this is a message that was revealed to you, and you were able to see this. Seeing sort of this orangish color, seeing the sapphire. These are some things I'm going to encourage you to begin to work with. On one of the shows that I talked about earlier last year at the end, I said one of the colors that's going to be very strong this year has a lot to do with the color orange, sort of that same reddish orange color that you described. That has a lot to do with creativity. It has a lot to do with getting into your chi, getting into your shifting your energy, moving things around. It's about your emotions and your feelings. It also is connected to sexuality and kundalini. So right now what's going on with you is you have a lot of that energy moving through you, and you're going to be able to do what we're all going to be able to do 2012 is to rock. So which way do you want to go? You see how you was just rocking? You were on the wrong path. You switched over. The left hand came up not to show you necessarily that lifeline, but to show you the activity that was going on in your brain. So when you're sitting down and you're thinking and you're going to be faced with some choices, and I know you're faced with a couple of them right now where you're going to have to make a decision, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. What is needed for you to do at this time is to sit down and begin to map this out now. Begin to map it out in your mind. Begin to map it out in your brain. Begin to follow the line, follow the course, the line in the sand. You were in the sand and you've seen the line because you need to draw a line in the sand. How far are you willing to go? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you not willing to sacrifice? Because it's going to come to a time where compromise is not going to be an option for you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Especially for a person like me.
Hopefully that is helpful for you. Also in the dream, it is an indication that you're developing your psychic abilities very strong. So don't put limitations on what an out-of-body experience is as well. Because the out-of-body experience is something going into the astral that we, every single one of us do every night that we lay down and we go to sleep. So you're always there. You were just conscious that you were there. So that's the power is in the message that you brought back for yourself.
Yeah. I also drew a picture, you know, because, you know, I'm very, when it comes back to, you know, out-of-body experience and the lucid dreams, some messages spark a lot more of an instinct in my you know, subconscious than others. So I, you know, wake up and then draw a picture immediately so I can remember this path and which one was the wrong one. You know, so I looked at that, and then the thing that was really intriguing to me is the sapphire. And it was like sapphire that's never been touched, never been chipped. It was a big mound of it. And, you know, the electricity that was going around the mounds of sand. It was like the sand, when I pinched the sand, it was like some of the sand fell to the bottom of the ground, but still the form still kept the same, you know, vibration. So this, keep in mind, this is the first time, you know, that I done had a lot of times where I've been halfway out of my physical body, but this is the actual time that I came all the way out. And when I came all the way out, I ended up in this land after I had the out-of-body experience. I went into a lucid dream immediately, and I started figuring out all these things about, you know, well, if this is a castle, and I seen these two pathways, and I end up, I mean, see, what was crazy about the dream is that the pathway that I took looked like it led directly to, you know, like it was like a safeguard path. Like, you know, most people would think to take this path, But actually, it's the shorter path, which you have to walk a farther distance to get to the actual
There you go. There you go. There you go. So you got it. What I'm telling you, and I know that that is good, but don't take a look at the details. And really, the first level of understanding a dream is that everything in the dream is you. You know, there are other levels of the mythology. You know, Brother Panic talks about that, too. So you can go back and study those things. Even when it comes to the sapphire is connected with destiny. So, again, everything is showing you of what I just told you. The sapphire is connected directly to destiny. You know, it has a lot to do with abundance, joy, and destiny. What color was the sapphire?
It was like a bluish purple.
Okay, and it does come in many colors. A lot of people think sapphires only are in blue, but it actually comes in pink, green, purple, black, and even yellow. The sapphire.
It was more. It was more purple. It was more purple. It was like, it was nothing to explain how beautiful it was to me, because it was like when I looked at the castle, it was like the castle had all type of light shining down on beaming down on the castle. And I just felt so drawn to come to the castle so quickly that I immediately stepped on the wrong path, you know.
Right, right. And so, again, just another thing to let you know what I'm going to leave you with here. Don't get caught up in the hype. Yes, it was great that you've seen all of that, but recognize what it really means. Because even you getting caught up there caused you to go on the wrong path in the beginning. So take that as well, too. You know, the purple is all about awakening. It's about your spiritual purposes. It ties into the psychic, like I told you. So the purple is there for that as well, too. So take those things with you, you know. Very powerful dream, and I thank you for sharing. Peace and blessings.
All right, same to you.
Peace. All right. Well, waiting on you guys to share. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from 612, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue, and happy Blue Year to everyone in the remix family. Actually, pressed one by accident, so I really don't have anything to say, but just showing gratitude. This is Shakina from Minneapolis.
Okay, greetings. So, Shakina.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you.
How have you been?
I have been amazing. Thank you for asking so much. It's good to hear from you, good to hear your voice, and good to have you in the remix. So thank you, and keep listening as well.
I sure will, and thank you for all that you do. And I also am feeling amazing. Just everything in life is just really lining up right now, and I'm so appreciative of that. So I will continue to listen.
All right. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller that's so beautiful, calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy. No, I ain't calling out of 540 from Virginia.
No, thanks. Greetings, no thanks.
Hey, I just wanna, you know what I'm saying, I just called, you know what I'm saying, let you know I'm doing good, you know what I'm saying. 2012 I'm having some experiences that's testing, you know what I'm saying, who I am, and through those trials and tribulations, I still overcome them, you know what I'm saying. That just confirms.
Yes.
It confirms with me, showing me who I am and what I am not, you know what I'm saying. So that's it, though.
Yes, yes. Well, it just confirms your name. It ain't no thing.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, peace right. and love to you, no thing.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
How are you doing? This is Troy from New York City.
Greetings, Troy.
How are you doing? It's been a long time since I've called now or spoke to you on the line. I'd like to say, well, Happy New Year's to you and on all of the Remix family. And to know thing, I used to live in Roanoke, Virginia, on Williamson Road. Just sending a big shout out to him. The Remix family is the best thing that has happened to me in my life. The things that I've learned from you, Bobby Hemmick, Brother Panny, and all of the guests that came on the show, and the things that I've picked up and learned and was able to apply in my own existence has helped me to get up out of a very stressful situation. In November, I was able to make a move from, well, things just happened to where I made a move from change residency.
Yeah.
And the new place that I moved to is much more, is very relaxing as opposed to where I moved from. And
right.
I set up my altar and everything, and I've been working. My first day, I just put candles on and started just doing my work. And right now, coming into the new year, it seems that all of the confusion and things that were going on are now being removed, and all of the ignorance, I'm starting to now learn and become more in tune with my inner self and learning. And that's coming from the reading that we had probably 2 years ago. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I'm still learning to this very day from that. And I haven't even, I put in for, what is that, the Akashic record reading?
Yeah.
And I don't think I was ready for it, so I backed out. Now I think I'm more ready for it because I'm more in tune with the energy that's going on inside myself, and I see a lot of changes within myself that's coming up. I am seeing more of the fact that I myself, even though I knew the theory of it, I'm becoming aware of it within myself, that I am the center of all the things that go on in my own life. And it's not,
right,
I can't
yeah.
point the finger at nobody else. It's me.
Right.
And I am able to have more of a control based on my own input within my own reality. And this right here is like a major change in my life. It's like now I am able to be in the driver's seat rather than fronting like I'm in the
driver's
seat, but I'm really not.
Right. Oh, beautiful, Troy. Go ahead. I'll wait till
I'm
you
listening.
No, I'm really listening to you because, you know, thank you so much for calling in and expressing that. And, yeah, I guess it has been about 2 years since we did the reading. Yeah, funny how time flies, you know?
Yeah.
It's been about 2 years, and definitely I can hear it in your energy. I can hear it in your spirit, you know, and I'm glad that you brought that point up to say that, you know, that the remix, you know,
yes.
the work, the light that
yes.
has come here.
Yes.
And that has a lot, that has just as much to do with me, Brother Bobby, Brother Panic, you know, every guest that comes on, as well as every single person who listens to the show. As you know, at the end of last year, over a million listeners all over the world. So that has everything to do with every single person on the remix
yes.
that has come and brought their light as well, too. And
you know, I thank you for expressing that. You know, I hear it, and it's good for all of us to hear, to know that there is a real divine appointment of why this is here, because that is my true intention every single time that I come here. It is for that expression.
And the thing is, it's about the spiritual mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm giving. I mean, this was all, like, stated to me during my, I guess, in 96, I think, or 97, when I really was open or learning or brought into the energy I guess the knowledge of what this is, because I, you know, my plight into this was I was 5%, and then I met someone who really taught me, and I'm thinking I knew, but now I'm starting to know. I thought I knew, but I know nothing. I'm starting to know now.
I know nothing.
And the spirit mentality is that, you know, you have the whatever happens in the physical, you can say, you know, it's because of this or because of that, but there is also a divine reasoning behind what's really going on, which is the real reason. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I'm grateful. I'm truly grateful. And it seems like, I feel like, that since we had the reading, since we had that special time, that
yes,
it seems like I haven't done anything, but I've been doing a lot.
I'm just not able to express
with words.
And guess what?
That I've been doing.
Guess what? And that shows a lot of times you're not able to express it. And it's really sometimes not for expression. And, you know, I thank you for, you know, definitely bearing witness to the readings as well, too, because a lot of the times I tell people, like, this is not some check the block thing. You know, it's a lot of work that's there, especially in the sacred session. Those of you who have had sacred sessions, you could be working on that for years. You know, to really go through all of that work and really go through the discovery. So everything is to empower you. So, you know, I say it time and time again, everything that I do, I believe that you can do. And that's what you get when you get the reading from me. You will do your work. There's no kiting, you know. There's no kiting. So I'm glad. It does my heart well, you know, because that's confirmation for me too, to everyone, for me to be in that place. And that's why this time was needed for me, so that when I'm doing these readings, when I'm doing that, everyone who knows who's had a session for me, I give it to you just like it is, and we take the time that we need to go through the things that we need to go through. It takes work for me to be in that place of balance, to make sure that I begin to stay balanced with that energy. So thank you. This could not have come at a better time. And so, Troy, I thank you so much. I look forward to doing your Akashic Record reading as well, too.
Yes.
And just peace and light to you as you continue on your path and your journey. And, you know, blessings and much love. Oh, peace. Beautiful. And also, just to let you know, everyone in the chat room is letting you know that they are definitely feeling you there as well, too, and sending you lots of love as well, too, Troy. So thank you for that. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hello. I'm David. I'm from New York. And how are you doing? I'm Remix Family. How's everybody doing?
Greetings, David, from New York.
Well, Mrs. Blue, I had a question on, it pertains to, you know, the esoteric and astrology. On November 15th, I had my Kundalini rising, and, you know, I started feeling the effects. I started feeling the sense of smell, enhancing, hearing things that other people weren't hearing, all et cetera, et cetera. But Thanksgiving was coming up the following week, and Mercury was going retrograde. And from what I understand, since I'm a retrograde baby, I'm a Virgo, we actually feel the effects more than everybody else. And and ever since that, like, all those Kundalini symptoms have regressed. And I'm telling you, when my Kundalini happened, they were very strong, and I was actually, you know, into the experience. I wanted to follow the path. But ever since then, everything has regressed. I'm not sure if it was the food I was eating because Thanksgiving came around the corner or anything. But ever since then, it has regressed. And after that, I was wondering if it had to do with the Mercury retrograde, because after that, I would try to meditate, and I would start to begin to feel very nauseous in comparison to before, where everything was running real smooth. And I just wanted to know if the retrograde had to do something with it, and should I change it up for the next time it comes by?
David, you know, I just want to thank you for your question.
Okay.
And you are definitely in New York.
Yes.
You are definitely in New York, and you know, and that alarm, that siren. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put you on hold so you can hear me and I can hear you. And that siren going off is probably just symbolic of my reflection as you're asking this question. So I'm going to respectfully answer this the best way that I can as Blue to you. One of the things that I can tell you, it's a lot of energy always moving on the planet, and a lot of things that are going on. If some of your laws that you sort of bind yourself to is those things of astrology, you know, in a particular way, that when certain things happen, that this is going to govern over you, then if that is your belief, then those things will continue to happen according to those things. Now, what I'm not saying to you is that we're not affected by things that happen in the universe, because I truly believe and know that the universe is just a reflection of what is going on inside of us.
Right.
Here's something that I will speak on, because that's not something that I particularly do in that way. I see that very, very, you want to talk about esoteric occult, I see that in a very esoteric way.
Okay.
And so I don't necessarily agree that just because you came to the planet on a certain day that you totally stay in that vibration forever,
mm-hmm.
ever. I don't believe that.
I do believe
that as the energy changes and as our universe changes, then so be some of these systems change, just
okay.
like our ancestors. And here's an example I want to give you.
Mm-hmm.
The days of the week were actually based upon planets,
right?
Right. The days of the week were based upon planets. That's why we have 7 days in a week.
Yes.
Well, as time progressed, they discovered many, many more planets.
Mm-hmm.
But we never changed the days of the week,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
But we know there's other planets. How many times have you found yourself losing track of days?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you're like, wow, it feels like a Friday. Wow.
Yes,
it feels like
yes.
a Tuesday. This really feels like a Monday. Because, see, there's no way to trick your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we have labels on things, and I think they're great for us to begin to explore. I think it's a great foundation for us, because when we begin to talk about those things of astrology, a lot of people get spooked with it. I don't get spooked, because I recognize that as our ancestors, they were really just talking about agriculture.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah,
so
I completely understand.
So let's begin to look at it that way. Let's begin to look at it from the ancient point of view and talk about these things that are going on. Because prior to you understanding what Mercury retrograde is, I bet you it didn't affect you as much as it does now.
Yeah, that's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, see, you get to create your blueprint. You get to put those things down. If you wake up and you say, you know what, David, Mondays, if you say Monday ain't a good day for me, then Monday ain't a good day for you. And I guarantee you, if you say it enough, if you believe it enough, if you tell enough people and speak it into existence, pretty soon everyone around you know that, ooh, don't mess with David. Monday ain't a good day for him.
Yeah.
So, the same thing that I'll tell you with this, take those things for your rise. You understand? Mm-hmm. Because we're in the time now of choices. As we begin to move more into this 2012 energy, what's happening is that our DNA is physically changing. So you're telling me our DNA is physically changing, and we don't want to believe that just because I was born a Scorpio or a Virgo, that don't change either? It's got to change. Maybe not extreme, because I think there are certain sets of keys that we come to the planet with, and that vibration is very real. You understand? I'm not trying to take away from that either. That vibration is very real, but we have to be able to get into that energy and allow that energy to evolve as well.
Yes.
So take those things that is going to be for your rise. You understand? Begin to look at it this way. So even if you're thinking, Mercury retrograde is coming up, I don't know who the boogeyman was that made Mercury retrograde a bad thing, because it's not. That's never what it was intended to be. Our ancestors seen that as a time of reflection. That's a time for you to sort of take a pause and think about where you've been, think about where you're at, and think about where you want to move to.
Yes.
So that's what that's about. You understand? Not necessarily that things are supposed to show up and go crazy and go wrong and nothing's supposed to be right. You know, stop it. You understand? But we also know that consciousness is real. And if enough people believe it and you get into that pool or you get into that tribe, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is why I say know your magic. So you get to write those rules for yourself. I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, but I talked about the kite. If you know that that is coming up, and that's a part of where your lessons are for you at this particular time, then begin to put your own blueprint down for those lessons. So you don't get caught up in somebody else's hype about what they believed it to be.
Right.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, it did, and I have a another question. It's sort of like the same, but as intense as these symptoms were after the spontaneous Kundalini, will I ever get these feelings again? If I continue into my path, even though, you know, at times I'm starting to feel more nauseous than before, where I had to stop meditating and go at it again and complete my session. I want to reach that part again where my consciousness was very clear and I was on that path. And, you know, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but
I'm
not sure if I was thrown
off
the path after that regression.
No. Listen, I understand what you're saying, but it's funny how my mind and that firing is in sync.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. Listen, here's the thing.
We do shows all the time. Brother Panic talks about it. Bobby talks about it. I talk about it. Wayne Chandler talks about it. Dr. Eileen Bay talks about it. Queen Afua talks about it. Everybody who's been on this platform talks about how to raise Kundalini energy. This mm-hmm. is 2012. You don't have to wait for no day to raise no Kundalini. This
okay.
is what the remix is about. Go back, download the show. You can do all kinds of things. Check it out. Your Kundalini is getting raised right now by me talking to you.
Yes. Yes. Well,
you understand?
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Ms. Blue. Yeah,
has,
I understand.
No. Listen, it has nothing to do with me. It is how you're receiving this because you can feel what is in this message for you.
Yes.
You understand? Yeah. It is your reflection that I'm giving you. So when you ask the question, Will, you're not free falling. You're not free falling. You can activate that will. And if you want your Kundalini energy to rise, you can make it rise right now.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is claim it. That's it. Put the work in and float. Float with the current and let it rise.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thanks a lot, Ms. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Peace and love to you. Right. And let us know how that goes as well.
All right,
peace. All right, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 484. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings. I'm Ms. Bush Londa. How are you?
Greetings. How are you?
I'm well. Calling out of Philadelphia. So I just wanted to, call and say hi to everyone in the chat room as well as because I missed you guys, so that's the first thing. I was like, after all. What's going on? But I also wanted to thank the brother, the initial share about the dream, because that was really cool. It helped me to kind of tap into, like, my gift. Because I was able to pick up things in his dream as well. And then.
Okay.
I also wanted to
you
thank
said what?
Hello?
Yes, we're getting a little bit of static. I'm not sure who line it's coming from, but I can hear some static there. But go ahead. You said what now?
Oh, and then I just wanted to add shortly about the kiting. I just wanted to thank you for that as well because, you know how you always say, like, no one's too deep, you know, when you come
right.
Like, no one's so deep that, you know, you don't have a human experience. That broke consciousness and, like, everyday reality into, like, a perfect fold. So that's what I got from that. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in as well.
No problem.
And peace and blessings.
Yes, tonight.
Right. Okay, everyone, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you guys want to call in and you want to share, I want to give a couple of shout-outs. I see Goddess Rainwater is in the house tonight, and I just want to give a big shout-out to her. You guys know Sister Rainwater is the one that makes those amazing dream ants. And lots of other things. At this point, I think our list goes on and on and on. and on of all the amazing spiritual work that she's doing. So definitely, if you want to see her work, you can actually connect with her by being on the Remix Family page and connecting that way. You can actually also go on my Facebook page, and also Rain is on Facebook as well under Goddess Rainwater as well. So it is so good to be in the house with you guys. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be here chatting and chilling in the remix. Sure to be a wonderful share as well.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right.
tonight. We still have an hour and 24 minutes to go. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you're on the phone line so that I know that you have a question, and we'll get right to it. Let's see. I don't know if I went to this line yet. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 904? They must just be listening. All right. So anyway, you guys. Oh, okay. Okay. So anyway, you guys, call in. I know you don't want to hear me talk all night. Call in and share. Share some of those things that's going on. Let me know what you think about the Know Your Magic cards as well, too. Would love to hear your thoughts on that as well for those of you who've seen it, whether you've seen it on Facebook or you've seen it on some of the other pages as well, too. Love to hear what you think about that also. Otherwise, whew, I don't know, you guys. Y'all want to hear me talk all night? No. Y'all don't want to hear me. Thank you. Whoever pressed one, thank you. Let's go to the phone lines calling in, it looks like, from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Eight six eight, you're live in the remix. Okay, I guess they don't want to talk. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, this is Carla from Cleveland. I just had one question for you.
Yes,
I know please. That I would like to know... far as, because I really don't know too much about it, but the only thing I know that you're supposed to clean a Ouija board before you use it because a lot of people's energy's been on it. But I was trying to figure out, can you use them to communicate with deities? That sounds...
You know, here's my take on that. I don't play with Ouija boards, but... Hey, I guess you can. If you want to try it and let us know. I mean, you know, try it. You know, try it. I'm just curious, Carla. I'm just curious. I wouldn't be me if I didn't ask. I have my own interpretation on this, but I want to ask you, if you don't mind, expert, why you want to use a Ouija board?
Well, since I'm not, how can you say it? Well, I'm not like you where I can tune in,
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute, Carla. What you mean, me? It's thousands of brothers and sisters out here that's doing this. The Remix
okay,
family
well,
is doing it.
Well, far as like be able to communicate with, you know, with, different deities, and I thought that would be the only way to communicate with them.
Carla, you've been listening to the remix. You heard us talk about Ouija boards? I mean, hey, help me out here. Help me out, because I know we don't talk about that. You know, whatever floats your boat, but we don't talk about that. You can communicate with anyone. Here's what I'm going to suggest that you do. There's a show that Brother Panic did, I think it may be 3-4 years ago at this particular point, How to Communicate with Spirits. He goes step by step by step and tell you exactly how to communicate with spirits. You can also get a reading from me. That's another way if you need additional help. But there's many ways that you can communicate with spirit. How can you not communicate with spirit? The first thing you have to do is know that you can. Anytime you have a conversation, right now we're communicating spirit to spirit. What do you mean you can't communicate with spirits? I know you're talking about deities and gods and goddesses. You can do that. This is 2012. You could do this in 2011.
Oh, well. Okay, well.
Yeah. So go back, listen to that show, because it will take you step by step. The first thing, you know, we talk about this, and I'll just give you a little bit. Well, you know, Brother Panic has said this 100 times. Do you have an altar, Carla?
It would be kind of hard because I have a 4-year-old that that's a, you know, that will terrorize and tear it down. Well, and then besides that, I have neighbors, huh?
Carla, you can't tell me that your 4-year-old is running your house. Don't tell Miss Blue that. Don't tell me that. Please don't tell me that.
Yes.
No, she can't
help herself.
She can help herself, and her mama can help her too. Because I'm quite sure you can have pictures up, right? Because the first altar that you should set up should be that altar to connect with your ancestors. That's one of the main things. The second thing to know is that your whole sacred space is your altar. And if you have a 4-year-old that is able to do that and you're not able to control that, then there is something that is missing in that child's life. And I'm not talking about whooping or beating. There is something missing. You understand? Because our children, when they're young, we are their gatekeepers. And they are a reflection of what we don't say. So if your child is there and they are, for lack of a better word, out of control, then there are some things that need to get back put into control. Not in the sense of controlling, but in the sense of freeing. Because that's a dangerous state for a 4-year-old to be, and you, her mother, cannot control it. Because who else does she have to be there as a support system? If you can't be that person there, suppose you need to tell your child something that is going to prevent them from hurting themselves. So that communication, and I want you to think about something. You're trying to communicate, right? You came on and said, I want to know how to communicate with spirit. Well, take this with love. The first spirit you need to try to communicate with is your child, the spirit of your child. And you can email me, and we can talk about it. I do baby lotus readings to help children to really understand their nature and understand those things that they need as well, too. So really maybe this cry inside of you of why you can't connect with spirits is because the first spirit you need to connect with is your child. And put your focus and your energy into that and not the Ouija board.
Okay.
Okay, so you can email me. I definitely will share that with you as well, too, because I know your child has a very beautiful spirit inside of her, like you have a very beautiful spirit, and having you two come together, because this is definitely the year of really that energy to be coming out. And she has a lot of fire in her, but you keep a lot of fire in you. And so this is just going to be about that cooling balance that needs to come over so you two can really connect on a spiritual level. And I guarantee you, once you get that spiritual level together with your child, oh, you're going to be able to communicate with anyone and anything. So that clear communication needs to first start with your child. And now I know spiritually why you called in, because you called in about communicating with spirits. But the spirit is telling me you need to communicate first with is your child.
Okay.
Okay. So definitely email me. Let me know how that goes. And peace and love to you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace and greetings. This is Bretta from South Carolina.
Greetings. Bretta. Dr. Bretta, how are you?
Hi, Mom Blue. I am calling to give a full-blown testimony, not only for you, not only for Sister Monia, for the entire Remix family. Of course, I was very open about mental illness and had some very spastic, very public breakdowns, and I want you to know that you have helped me in ways that 11 years of psychiatry could not. And based upon my experiences with you and all the gateways that you've opened up, I went back and I finished my master's degree after an 11-year sabbatical. And I did the thesis on what I considered a holistic information technology. So I created a technology system whereby people in my situation could actually communicate with one another. And it's actually bridging the gap between Western psychiatry and all of the beautiful things that you've taught me. And just to say that in 11 years, completely stagnated, I was able to open up all sorts of realms. And I went back and I finished that doggone degree. And I am just full at the fact that that happened. And not only do I have the technology, I have gone as far as actually creating a curriculum called Mahogany Mind, and I'm going to take it to the mental health community and particularly try to help out brothers and sisters just like myself and help bridge that gap. So I just, full.
That is amazing. That is wonderful. I am so honored that a part, the little piece that I played really had that much of an impact on you. You are truly an amazing sister, and so I am. Wow, everyone is sending you love from in the chat room as well too. So just so you know that everyone is just sending you so much love, Britta, and I can't wait to hear more about it. I knew this day would come. We talked about that. Yes,
yes, ma'am.
We talked about that through all of everything. We talked about that, and I knew it. I knew it. And you'll see. You'll see. And you have been very open about the things that you dealt with and what our society calls mental illness, you understand, which is really just the spirit being out of balance. You see, and, you know, one of the things, and I'll just share this, and you can reflect on this as well, too, is that I told you the more and more that you began to do your work, that balance would begin to come for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And so I'm just so glad that you've gotten into your work, you've got your master's degree, you're starting this program, and you're continuing one day at a time, you know?
Yes.
One day at a time. And so that's the best news yet.
Well, I thank you, and I will continue to listen. I just thank you. Much honored.
Oh, you too, you too. That's why I say know your magic, you guys. Yes, yeah, somebody say it for me in the chat room. Know your magic. So blessings, and I'm sure that we will connect to hear more about your program and see the development on that and how everything is going. I was actually doing some moving around traveling, so I did get those invitations. I just at those times couldn't make it. So know that just because I wasn't there physically, I was there with you spiritually. So so thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that's amazing. 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 Oh, all right. We're going to continue here live in the remix, and we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Four one zero is busy. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 314. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. This is Nova from St. Louis.
This is who?
This is Nova from St. Louis.
Greetings, Noble from St. Louis.
Nova, N-O-V-A.
Oh, Nova. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's cool. I wanted to ask you, were you doing any small readings today?
For you, Nova. For you, Nova. Yeah, I'll do a small reading.
Okay.
Yes.
Basically, the question I had was basically about me doing my music. I mean, it's actually starting to move. I feel like it's starting to move forward for me. I just actually wanted to see where do you see it actually going as far as in this year.
Okay. So what we're going to do, Nova, is we're actually going to rephrase that question, and I'm more interested in knowing where you want it to go, where you want that to go, as opposed to where will it go, because remember, we're not free-falling. You know, we get to play a role in this. So tell me where you want it to go, and we can talk about how you can get it to where you want it to go.
Okay, basically where I want to take my music to is basically take it not only just to an informational level for our people, but more or less to a healing type of level, bringing people to an understanding of who they are and basically, I mean, what's really going on around them. Will I be able to truly accomplish that in this coming year?
In this particular coming year, you want to know if you're going to be able to accomplish having your music come to the level where it can become healing for people? Is that the question, correct?
Yeah, not a healing, but it matters only, I guess the healing is on many different levels.
Say that one more time. Right,
I'm thinking to myself here, I know what I'm saying the phrase here, yes, healing. That's the phrase I can actually put it in.
Okay. First thing, the first thing that I'll tell you about that, let's take a look at where you are at this particular time with it. Where you are right now is really in the place of having patience, having a lot of patience with this. You've been working with this music for quite a long time, and you're having a lot of it's challenging you with your patience. Now, as far as your music being able to reach people and being able to cause healing on many different levels, one of the things that I am picking up from you right now is a lot of conflict and a lot of defeat. And where this conflict and this defeat is coming in is because you're not clear on what it is exactly you want to do. So that has to be defined first. Does that make sense to you? That has to be clearly defined. That means that when you begin to communicate that thought, whether it be to yourself or whether it be to me or anyone else, it needs to be clear. It needs to be clear and precise. You need to exactly know what it is that you're trying to do or where you're trying to set that intention. Now, here's something else I want you to begin to take a look at. Your music is already doing that. So now you got to ask yourself the question, let's get to the root of this, get down to the root, is what is it that you want to be manifested out of what you're doing? Because you're already doing this. You've already been doing this with the music. So what is it about this that's not fulfilling? Is it the fact that the music is not doing what you want it to do, or you're looking for an expectation, and it's okay to say, of X amount of people being able to be recognized? Because what I'm picking up is that you are not getting the recognition for what you've done is more of what you're striving for.
Okay.
So that means that I need you to shift that just a little bit and come out of that energy and come into the place of knowing that your music is already doing that, because that's what Spirit is saying. The conflict is your music is already doing that, but you're in conflict from what you see in this physical world as opposed to what you know. And this is what's causing the defeat. This is what's causing you to feel like you're not where you need to be with your music.
Okay.
So go into that place of what you know about this music, and that's going to require you to tap into your intuition, really getting to that place of knowing. Now, I also see within the next 2 months a big shift coming in some things that you're doing with your music. Once you begin to shift your consciousness, then things will begin to shift, and more people will be able to get exposed to it. They'll be able to take it. So your intention
is not necessarily going to immediately be the reflection that you see from people. Don't go into it for that. Go into it for what you know. You know your music is healing. That's what you designed it to do. That's what it's for. So why would that be a conflict?
Okay.
Do you understand? If you know that's what it is, then your expectation, you see, your anticipation will be that. But you're causing yourself to lose interest based upon physical things outside of yourself, i.e., if you don't get a lot of feedback on it, if a lot of people aren't buying it, getting it, using it. This is why that defeat energy is coming upon you. So you're going to need to shift your consciousness and not look at it from an external purpose. If this is your purpose and this is what you're supposed to be doing, you need to be getting into the energy of knowing that it is doing what it's supposed to and ride that energy as opposed to looking for something in the physical to show up. The physical will come when it needs to come. First, you have to get it into the state of knowing. Because right now you don't believe that your music is healing. So how can it be? You have to know that it is for it to work. So get into the place of knowing, and you'll see that manifestation begin to turn itself around.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, all right. So did that help?
Very much so. Very much so.
All right. Well, definitely check back in 2 months. I would love to hear those shifts that have come, you know, and let me know how that work is going as well. And send me some of your music, too. I'd love to hear it. All right. So peace and love to you.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 410. We can't hear you, 410. Okay, 410 doesn't want to say nothing. 410 is listening. We're going to go to the next caller. Looks like calling in from a private number. Greetings.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Greetings.
Oh,
who's calling,
hey,
please?
Can you hear me?
Who's calling, please?
This is Yachty. I'm not sure if you can hear me, though.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, how you doing? I just called.
I am wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So I was looking on the page here. Your topic tonight is just chat and chill?
It's pretty much that. We're just kind of getting ourselves settled back in. This is the first show I've done since 2012, so yes.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for having me and taking my call. And I was also reading here on the page, you want to speak about Friday the 13th and your take on it?
Did I say that? We can talk about that. I might have put that up there. Yes, I might have. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I was out in nature in Colts, very cold where I am here, up here. And with 13 being a prime number and Friday being ruled by Venus, I was just out there with the trees and community, and I had the park all to myself. And it was wonderful, dark, felt no fear, and it just was really, really a good session with me and nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I wanted to share and get some feedback from you on it. And just the whole Friday the 13th fear being totally obliterated out of me, you know.
Oh, well, okay, now I understand what you're saying. Well, you know, here on the remix, 13 is a beautiful day for us. That's the number of transformation. You know, it carries a lot of energy, you know, the number 13. If you take the 13 and you turn it on its side and you begin to look at the symbology of the number, it really just symbolizes. You can see sort of the three turned upside down. It looks like the bird, and it it's sort of the bird, the line represents the horizon. So it is that rising energy that typically happens on the 13th. You know, so this is a day, this is a great day of transformation. Any day can be used at that. But 13 is definitely that number of transformation. So, yeah, it's a beautiful day, and you got a chance to experience that. But, no, we're not spooked over here on the remix by the 13th. That's a day to definitely be celebrated with some energy.
Absolutely. I feel it now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us your time of spinning in nature, because that's also important to do as well, too, to connect, especially this time of the year as well, and just really feel the energy that's out there. So that's beautiful as well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
You too. Good night.
Good night. All right. So next, what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 904. You're live in the remix.
What's up, Ms. Blue?
Greetings. Greetings. Yes. Who's on the line, please?
Ms. Blue, this is Igar calling in from Duval, Florida. What's happening?
Oh, Igar, what's up?
Hold on. Put your speaker, but my But my battery is blue. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, iGod.
What is going on?
Everything. I miss you too.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I was like, yo, what's happening with the remix? I was hitting you up on Facebook and everything like that, trying to find out what we all get it population. But, hey, do you remember the last thing that you told me the last time we talked?
Probably not. Remind me, please. I'm sorry. Please remind me.
I just asked you just to read me right fast. And you told me that I needed to love. Remember that? You said, I'm seeing love.
Oh, yes. I do kind of remember that. I do. I got, yes. Uh-huh.
I told you I was juggling. I was struggling with something, but I'm going to let you know, Ms. Blue, I went all the way in, and it has been a life-changing experience for me. It's bringing a lot of stuff to the forefront that I, you know, you get that stuff. Loving unconditionally is I don't know how people love nowadays, but this is not easy for me, you know what I mean? But it's been a process and it's been a challenge. But I really been loving it, Ms. Blue, and I appreciate you for opening up that gateway, because I was looking for something totally different when I was asking. You shot that out there, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, iGod, and I'm so happy that you are really, really getting into that energy of love. You definitely have to let me know. I know you will. I know you'll be in touch, and I'm sure it's a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that you're able to experience it again, because that's all we're really trying to do is experience it again, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. I really appreciate that for that that tidbit of that the spirit speaks to you in that realm. But I had a question. I don't know if you know offhand, or if anybody in the chat room knows offhand. My computer blanked out, so I can't see the chat room right now, but I'm on my phone. But I was asking about grapefruit. Like, do you know any of the properties for grapefruit, like using in baths or things like that? Have you dealt with grapefruit or anything like that?
Well, you actually can use grapefruit for a lot of different things, you know. Tell me what you're thinking more, because I'm picking more of a spiritual side of a grapefruit as opposed
just the implications. I don't have my books with me now. I could have just dug it out of my book, but I don't have my books with me now. I'm kind of
I mean, tell me what's making you want to take a bath with the grapefruit. I mean, you can look the rest of it up. I'm sure you don't want that.
Yeah, I know the computer just fritzed out, and I wanted to do it, like, right while I was, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm going to just ask Ms. Blue and see what comes, you know, if you know, just automatically the grapefruit is red, so well pink, so you know that's dealing with love right there. But,
There you go.
I was just wondering if there was, you know, anything else that, you know, that you could just toss out there for me, because it's like we're using it now in the bath, like literally right now. So I was just wondering, you know, because I get into my alchemy. I'm kind of chaotic with my alchemy. I just throw stuff together.
And you're supposed to be. Well, you know, grapefruit has a lot to do with detoxing. It has a lot with really doing with detoxification. You know, when you begin to think about that and the grapefruit of itself, you know, and hence the word, it really sounds like it is a great fruit. You understand? It is for bringing, it's for fertility. It's one of those fruits that's connected with fertility when you begin to think about the grapefruit, you know, and do that. So, yes, I can definitely see, you know, you using that as far as let me kind of ponder that for a second. And I'll give you some stuff on the grapefruit. But that's the first thing. Ooh, OK, I just seen some. No, also, not with you.
What happened?
Go ahead.
Are they killing me in the chat room? They're killing me in the chat room right now, aren't they?
No, they're not. But I'll tell you something else that just popped up for the grapefruit. One thing about the grapefruit too is that it's also used for helping to lower blood pressure. So whenever you're under pressure, you can think of using the grapefruit to really take away some of the pressure. You know, so your detox. Some of the pressure. A lot of times when you're in particularly situations of love, it can actually come up as some sort of pressure. Now, one of the things that I talked about last year is that the grapefruit is also one of those things that has been named the forbidden fruit, which has a lot to do with sexuality. Even when you cut it open, you see that pinkish orangish color, which is about the sexual energy. You understand?
Right.
So this is about the forbidden fruit. It's about lowering sort of the pressure. And really, if you don't mind me saying, I think we're all grown here. There are some sexual things in your relationship okay, I won't go. You said,
Ms. Luke. I just put it on some fish yesterday, and then we cut it and put it in the bath.
Okay.
So, you're trying to say it's going down. Okay, I got it.
Yes. It's some sexual things within the relationship that you guys are working to sort of come in harmony with. And so the grapefruit really is that it's connecting with the energy of the sacral chakra, which has a lot to do with that sexual energy and also the healing, removing the pressure. Because anytime that you're trying to accomplish certain things, if you have this mindset that you have to do this, and you have to perform or things have to go a certain way, then that's a lot of pressure. So really, spiritually, what's making you gravitate towards the grapefruit is to remove the pressure out of that area of the sexuality in the relationship. So take that symbolic of you guys really easing the pressure, letting things happen very natural and very organic. You understand? Because another thing about the grapefruit is that it's a hybrid. It's not organic. So letting things happen naturally.
Oh. Okay. Did you just grab that? Or did Kalimar
send that? Did no. Why would I need Kalimar to send that? I just grabbed that. Thank you. Not that she can't do it, but come on. Stop it.
I know Kalimar is an adept. So I know she's really sharp, and she's on her, especially on her sex magic. So, but I can't see nothing that's going on.
No. That was Blue. That was coming from me.
My bad. I really threw you. I never doubted you for a second. I really appreciate everything that I've learned from the times that I've been on the remix, listening, tuning in to all of the different guests, Panic, you know, everybody. It's been a real awesome experience, and I look forward to continuing my fellowship with you guys long into the future. How was your? Yeah. I know this is chat and chill. If you, I don't know. I mean, did I chew up too much time? You got a lot of people in queue.
We are fine. We are fine. We it's some people waiting, but we can get to that. What's going on?
What? Okay. I had another thing. Okay, I've been dealing with a lot of, when you're saying frustration, it hasn't been sexual frustration. That's been fantastic. What has been my frustration and my challenge here is learning to balance my, I guess, my zeal, you know. Are you with me? Hello?
I sure am. I'm right here. Okay. I'm right here.
Okay. It's like, I don't know, I probably don't know me very personally. If you listen a little bit of my music, I'm like an all-in type person. I go all the way in everything I do. I don't have stuff for nothing. And sometimes in that process, you know, some people don't really go all the way in like that. You kind of got to, you know, move slow in that area. And I don't know, I tend to get a little bit frustrated because I see a lot of potential with stuff like that is concerned. So just in areas of talent. And learning to, I guess, be patient. So I was wondering if there's anything, what your take on that is as far as the energy. Remember I gave you our sun signs, and also remember I told you we were dealing with the snake energy, as well as you know, mm-hmm. tiger snake with the Chinese horoscope thing, and then Cancer, Sagittarius when you're dealing with the astrological, you know, whatever.
Okay, so give me a second. So tell me your question again.
Just achieving a balance as far as, I guess you could say I'm very passionate, very zealous. I want things, you know, to go correctly. Patience is, I can't say that I lack patience, but it's something that I'm working on. You know, so just in order to help, I don't know, something, I don't know, Ms. Blue, I've been reading, I've been back on my my Metu Netta. I went and dug my Metu Netta out, had to pull that out, I hadn't seen that in a few years. Just trying to achieve mm-hmm. sort of a balance, just to, I don't know, just slow it down a little bit and to let things come to me and stop trying to force the issue.
Yes, I think I get what you're saying. Here's the first thing. I'll tell you this. I don't really believe in balance that way. I don't. And I'll tell you why. Because there's certain times in our lives where certain things have to take a priority. They just do. They really do. And even when it comes to things in our lives, you know, you're not going to be able to give 100% to everything. You're just not. That it just doesn't work that way. You know, I would love to say I can come home, I can do all these readings, I can do this and I can do this, and nothing doesn't slip somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't happen. Sometimes things are going to be 70-30. Sometimes things are going to be, you know, 60-40. They are. So I understand what you mean about balance, but it's more about sort of putting your interest. Where's your interest? Take a look at where most of your interest is lying. You know, even when we begin to start to look at those things, where's the interest? How much interest are you giving to this? Look at your day over the course of the day. Find out where that interest lies, because whatever you give the most interest to is what you're really vested in. So you want to know how to achieve sort of what you would call balance. You find out where your interest is. So there's no way that people tell me that you spend all day on Facebook and you do this and you do that and you do that, but you love your kids. How much interest did you give them? Same thing. If you're in a relationship and you got a man and he's constantly running here and he's doing that and he's doing that, but he's telling you, oh, but you know, I love you, I want to spend time with you. Where is the interest? So look at where your interest is and then begin to reevaluate how you invest your interest and begin to invest it in that particular area. It's not going to be per se that
perfect balance, but it's going to get you more into the energy of where it is because you are conscious where you're investing your time and your energy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was great, Ms. Will.
All right. Well, peace and blessings to you. You're welcome. Appreciate
you
as well. You're welcome. Peace and blessings. He's too funny. But shout out to Kali Mar. Kali Mar, you know, if Kali Mar said something, you guys know, I will definitely tell you where it came from. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Stephanie calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
Great. I am wonderful. Greetings to you, Stephanie.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the last time I called in, like you were saying that I've lost sight of my truth, and I wanted to tell you how true that really was. I'm starting to see it more now that a lot of things within me not that they weren't like a part of me, but some of my more negative traits started to replace my positive traits into the fact that I didn't even know who the hell I was no more.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So where are you at now? Tell me how you feel now
I'm feeling like that I'm starting to get some of my power back. Like, I'm not all the way there yet, but I can see progress, like, every day. Mm-hmm. I've been working with myself a lot this week, and it's just amazing to me. I'm just seeing, like, it's like I'm seeing my old self again. Like, the one that is, like, my true self. More like that.
Beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
And I want to ask, what can you tell me more about it since I'm starting to go in this direction? Just an update or something.
Yes. Actually, I did get an update for you, and I'll give you two words, and I'm also going to give you an energy to think about, and that is fulfillment of wishes. And that's what Spirit showed me, this fulfillment of wishes. And actually, I see a plant. I see a plant sort of growing in the sunlight. And sort of that's the place that you are. You're actually coming to this point of completion, and you feel it. So this was sort of like a cycle that you were in, and you're about to embark on a new one. And those wishes, you know, if you could put it that way, that you're coming back into, like you said, your true self. You're going to see so much that's going to come upon you. Now, it's interesting. Let me ask you a question. Are you thinking about moving?
Well, I will be going to college, but I'm not sure where I'm going yet. So it's still under a maybe.
Well, I see a set of luggage, and whenever I see that, that's either traveling, moving. So you're going to be doing that. That's going to be coming
all
up
right.
for you. And I see nothing but bright skies for you. So hold on to that particular energy. One of the things that's really, really good for you to do is to begin to journal, not so much about what is happening per se, but the feeling, because sometimes what happens is in life we have ups and downs at times, and sometimes we can find ourselves going back to old things that are so familiar to us. And what you want to do is really begin to get into the energy and the feeling. You can actually do that in a meditation by capturing it now. So you can actually use that with the kiting exercise with the kite and write some of these feelings, these emotions of how you feel. So if you have one of those moments or those days that you find yourself sort of kind of going back into that direction, you can just use those words and begin to go into a meditation and get yourself back into that feeling. What that's going to do is sort of kind of lock in to your DNA. You're going to lock that blueprint into your DNA. So anytime you want to go back to that place, you can go back there. So you can actually create an island for yourself. You can actually create a space for yourself and set it up however you need. And that'll be your place that you can actually begin to go to. So when you find yourself slipping, you can go into a light meditation, take yourself into that space, take those feelings with you and your consciousness and your energy and your aura, and everything will begin to shift itself back online where it needs to be.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and blessings to you, and keep in touch, and let me know how that college thing goes, because I see luggage.
All right.
Congratulations to you, so peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. This is Nakia out of San Diego.
Greetings, Nakia.
Greetings. I had a question. Don't mean to change the vibe of the show tonight, but I had a sister in law that was home.
You can't do that. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't change the vibe. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Tell me what happened. Tell me.
I had a sister in law that went home today. She passed away today.
Mm. Okay. You said you had a friend. I'm sorry, I missed that.
A sister-in-law.
Okay. Went home today.
She went home. Okay. And my question was, I really wanted to know if she met my brother on the other side.
First of all, let me say this to you. Definitely. I send you nothing but peace and light to you and your family during this transitional time. This is one of the tough experiences as a human that we go through here. It's, even though we know that there is no such thing as death, that the soul just continues on, it still is that process. And let me tell you, typically what happens is that necessarily who comes through may not be who you want to come through, but let me see if I can tell you some things to sort of kind of give you some indication on your sister-in-law. The first thing, and what was your name again?
I'm Nakia.
You're Nakia. Nakia, the first thing that I immediately pick up from your sister-in-law is something in her torso area. So I'm feeling that this, what she passed away was, what, she had some sort of disease?
She had cancer.
Yes, okay. And was it some kind of breast cancer, some cancer of that?
It spread through her body, so it went to like 5 different parts of her body over time.
Over time, okay. All right. So now, also let me ask you this. Who has 2 children?
Who has 2 children?
Yeah, who has 2 children?
So I have 2
children. Okay, so this is her. I'm just trying to see if I can pick up this particular energy. Now, one of the things...
I have 4, so...
Okay, you have 2, though, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you wanted to know if she was able to, and I need you to kind of stay with me here. Let me see if I can get this. So you wanted to see if she was with your brother?
Yes, that was my brother was her man. He passed first. He passed 7 years ago.
Okay, so he passed away first. Your brother passed away first. Now, let me ask you a question. Your brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a silly question. Okay, so of course she's with him. Yes, of course she's with him. But let me ask you a question. How has your health been?
It's been so this year. I've been feeling sick ever since the first of the year started. I've been feeling like nauseous
mm-hmm.
since the year started.
Okay.
For a long time, I've been fatigued a lot.
One of the things that she is telling me that to call attention to your health. to your health, that you really need to begin to, because she's showing me sort of a dinner plate and really sort of letting me know that your diet sucks.
Okay.
Is that true?
I mean, I try. I mean, really, I probably just haven't been eating as much, period. And when I eat a lot of salads, but then I really just probably eat like one meal a day and a lot of knickknacks.
Mm-mm. Okay. So definitely one of the things that I do want to encourage you to do is to really, really get into detoxing this year. Really get into doing a lot of detoxing. Also, let me ask you another question. Have you had any issues ever with your thyroids?
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Okay. I would recommend that you begin to eat some things that has iodine in it to increase that in. That's going to help you with your energy level there. Definitely, you want to make sure you get into more of a balanced diet, and also you want to make sure that you do detoxing. I do not recommend that you fast at all, but do some detoxing. Dr. Yu of U360, I believe, has a detox going on right now. I also do holistic readings as well, but what I would recommend for you to begin to get yourself into a position right now is to get into some sort of detoxing program, because that's going to help you to really sort of kind of remove some of the toxins out of your body, and that's going to help you raise your energy level, because your energy level is very, very low, and the number one thing that your sister-in-law is showing me, even though this is very, very fresh, that she's concerned about you taking care of yourself and your diet. It has to do with your diet. Eating green vegetables are good, but a lot of times, sometimes what happens is that too much, if we get too much for some of our bodies, too much of the green vegetables, what it tends to do is clot the blood. So I want you to also be on the lookout, okay, particularly when it comes to your cycle, your menses in certain times of the month, and make sure that you're not clotting a lot. If you are, you need to back off on some of those greens, vegetables.
It's been weird. It's been weird lately.
It's been what now?
Weird. It has been weird. I'm kind of expecting, like, I was early last month, now it's not here. I don't know. It's acting really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely recommend that you sort of back off on some of those greens, because a lot of those, even though the green vegetables are great for us, a lot of times what happens is it works very funny with the iron in the blood. And how it does. And what it does is, because green vegetables, when we eat a lot of that, because of the different vitamins and minerals in there, that's what really helps the blood to clot. And some of us, during certain chemical process, going through, if we can just keep it on the spiritual side, going through different stages of transformation, it will cause your blood to clot. And a lot of times for us, particularly women, during our cycle, you will begin to see a lot of these clots. And that's what it's really taking me to. So I want you to really just check your diet. Check out Dr. Yu. He has some great programs and great products over there that you can begin to work with, so you can keep your energy up and really kind of get yourself into that place where things are just flowing through you and you're not getting your energy to go another way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So did that help you there?
Yeah, it did. It helped me. And I kind of wanted my baby to hear, because she's just not understanding. But she's okay. So
yeah.
We didn't get a chance to see her last night before she went. The family actually turned us away. So I figure I'm on a different level than them. So I can deal with her and get to her from another angle. And, you know, I didn't get to see her, but it was okay.
Yes, yes. Well, definitely. She made her transition, and she was at peace with it as well. So, yes, and she is there with your brother as well, too. Yes.
Okay, that's what she wanted to be, so that's what I wanted to know. She's happy, he's happy, I'm happy. And I heard the lady say something about the trees, that she was with nature.
Yes.
The trees in my backyard, it's like 5 or 6 of them, maybe even 7. They were dancing and they were swaying in a synchronized motion today to the beat of the music that I was playing, and I thought it was awesome, and I felt like she was here.
Oh, well, definitely she was. So know that she was there. Know that she was there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
well,
so much.
Blessings to you. All right. Yes, yes. All right. All right. let's see. 30 minutes left to go here in the forum. And also, let me just clarify. I don't want anyone to misunderstand. When I was saying her diet sucks, I was not talking about her green vegetables. I was talking about those snacks she was talking about in between. So no, green vegetables are excellent for you, but we know too much of anything is not good for you. And our bodies react to food a different way during different times and different cycles in our lives. So I want to be very clear on that. No, green vegetables are excellent for you, and we definitely should be eating them. A lot of these things that I do begin to share with people, even though we're all listening to them, when it comes to sort of in the reading, it's going to be specific to the person that I'm speaking to as Spirit gives it to me. So that's why I was telling her that. So I just wanted to kind of clear that up. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and we're going to continue here live in the remix as we continue to walk through 2012 on that road. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 484. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Shalonda again. I had a question this time.
Yes, yes. Greetings, Shalonda.
I'm like at a job where I do a lot of talking. I do a lot of meetings and presentations. And, like, I want to know, what can I do so that I don't get, like, let's say, tired, or sometimes I feel like I come off flat because I just do a lot of talking. And I know you do talking on your show, and you seem to keep a steady flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, like, tools, techniques, like, what could I do so that when I'm in, because, no, these meetings are sometimes 2 or 3 hours just explaining stuff to the people, so I wanted to know
what you can do to I'm sorry, I'm getting some feedback. You said so you don't sound what now? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I could speak up so that I don't go flat or it's just like at a certain point in the meeting, I just start running everything off. Like I just like blah 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 because I'm just tired. Like it's just if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just, yeah.
Yes, I do. Okay. I'm a place you on hold, but I'm going to take you off in a minute just so I can hear as I'm speaking to you. Well, one of the things that you can do to definitely sort of keep things going when you're speaking, you said you do a lot of speaking, and this is a job, and I'm sure it's something that you enjoy doing and you love doing. So let me check back with you just so we can hear your response.
I enjoy my job. It's definitely better.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. So it's something that you enjoy. Whenever you're presenting something, that energy, that enthusiasm that you have for what you're doing is what's going to come through. So if it's something that you want to talk about, you know, so you have to kind of begin to own it. If that's what you want to talk about and this is what you have to bring that element into it. If you don't, if you begin to just that this is a slot, you're just clicking the button and you're just saying what you got to say and you're not bringing your spirit to it, you're not bringing your energy to it, then it is going to sound flat. You know, it is going to, you're going to get tired and the people you're talking to are going to get tired. You understand? So it's just about having sort of the, you know, give it the energy that you put into it, you know, really begin to personalize it. And it's so that speaking, you're speaking to it as you want it to be spoke to you. So just imagine yourself doing the presentation for you. If you want to see, how would you see? You've heard enough presentations. You've given enough. So how do you want to hear it? How do you want other people to hear it? And live in that honesty and bring your personality to how you're presenting it. That's how you do it. Bring that to the table, you know?
Okay.
You're not tired. You're not gonna, 3 hours is nothing to talk. You've done that with your girlfriends on the phone.
Very
that's
true.
A long time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Mhm.
All right. Now I see how to definitely. Okay. Thank you. That was helpful.
You're welcome. All right. Well, let me know how it goes. I see luggage for you, by the way, too. So I guess you're gonna be doing some travel.
Okay. I'll give you an update.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to coach to the next calling in, it looks like, from area code 868. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night. This is Ian Sewell from the chat room.
Greetings. Greetings.
Hello?
Good night. Yes.
Greetings. I miss you. Miss you, Chatham. A lot. Fine. I've observed that tonight the way your voice is right now is very calm. You seem to have a lot of confidence and you're definitely in control for 2012. I just wanted to make some affirmations. You know, I just wanted to set some goals out in the spirit realm. Because I have some things that I want to accomplish for this year, work wise.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of school. And personally, I wanted to definitely get a reading. I wanted to get that reading. But right now, actually, I'm working on that. I'm working on a means to get that because I'm working on getting that. And I wanted to ask a question. When it is you say no, like no that you could do it, that is as opposed to believing, right? Now just confirming. Hello?
Yes, say that one more
right.
time. You said when I say no, I didn't hear the rest.
Okay, I just said, when you say no, you say no as opposed to believing that something is in existence or something is possible.
Yes.
Right. So it's a stronger, more potent emotion, knowing, as opposed
mm-hmm.
to believing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to confirm. And I don't really have anything much else to ask. I just wanted to say love to you and to the classroom for 2012. And I have been working on the stuff we spoke. You gave me the last mini reading. For this Christmas and for the was not this Christmas, I should say last Christmas, I was in a lot of research. I was wearing a lot of green. I also did a lot of work on the agriculture and farm that is on my grandfather's estate. So I was involved a lot in a lot of green.
Mm-hmm.
I even got a cut on my left knee from a power saw that I was operating, maintaining some trees. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up in terms of my progress. I'm working on it, and I'm definitely feeling a difference. I feel more calm compared to before when I first spoke to you. Right? And that's all. I don't want to hold up the callers in queue. Yes, because I know I don't have much more time, and I myself was in queue for a long while. But it was really nice speaking with you, Miss Blue. I send love on behalf of the chat room. Everybody appreciates you very, 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 very much in the chat room. Okay, so I'm just sending love on behalf of my colleagues, my brothers and sisters. Okay.
Beautiful. Let me ask you a question, because did you say that you got a cut on your knee?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I thought that's what you said. You know, this is really beautiful, and I'm glad that the information that I gave you, you were able to use that and really turn it into light for yourself. And I'm just going to tell you this, and you can take this with you. You know,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say special thanks to Kalima.
She
was also a very big help.
Yeah, so this energy of green, of course, we know green has a lot to do with health. It has a lot to do with the nurturing nature, and it also has a lot to do with abundance as well, too. And so you working in that garden, you know, being right there on the ground, of course, if we want to say or talk about really sort of kind of being grounded, that really was a way for you to, on the external side, get grounded and also spiritually, physically and mentally get grounded as well. And so the mark on your knee, it's sort of that marker there, because we know that nothing happened for no reason.
That
mark on your knee really just represents sort of your marker. It's a marker for you to remind yourself not to go back to sort of some of the rigidness, or to go back to some of those things of pride, or even some of those things that you feared in the past. So that is your reminder to remind yourself of this very special time. A lot of times things happen to us, not necessarily because we're doing something negative. Sometimes things happen to leave markers, because this is a time you'll never forget for the rest of your life about what happened during this cycle. Doing this work. So this is how spirit set up these markers to remind you, because the knee is really about flexibility. It's about the flexibility, and it's also about the flow. You know, it's about keeping that current open within you. So that marker was created there for you by spirit to just remind you to stay flexible, you know, release those things of fear and just continue to move forward and make sure you let go of the rigidness.
And one more thing. I just wanted to find out what is the significance of me seeing a comet on the 9th of January. I saw it in almost the same spot where I saw Lovejoy last year.
Okay, and so I'm going to ask you, what do you think? What was going on at that time when you seen it?
Well, I must say it was very clear. My cousin also saw it. He didn't see Lovejoy the last time. He was with me the both times. And but I was very elated. I was definitely elated because I don't know. I just felt energy, I guess. When it is I saw the comet, I really saw as though I guess probably in the back of my mind, somehow some entity trying to communicate. I just didn't know how to deal with it or what at the time, you know, but it was the comet itself, it was sort of, it had a bluish body. Sort of bluish, yellowish body, and it had a orange tail, and it wasn't as how I should say, you know, some comets show as a line, like a wizened line.
Right. Was this the Lovejoy that you seen?
This was like a ball of fire. This was like a ball of fire. That's how big it was.
Right. You seen Lovejoy, right?
Yes.
The comet Lovejoy?
Yes. Yes. Lovejoy was, to me, from my perspective, was smaller than that. Was smaller than this comet that I saw on the 9th.
Okay. So this was a bigger comet. Well, let me just tell you this, because really when we think about comets, when you think about it, it's really the incoming of insights. It has a lot to do with experience, opportunities, and also obstacles, you know. And also obstacles come. It's about things that are incoming. Things are incoming into your life. So even when we look at the word comment, you see com meaning coming. It's coming in. It's coming in. So this is all about insight. It's about things that are coming into your life. So definitely be on the lookout for incoming insights. And you've had a lot of incoming insights since that time. Yes.
Okay. Well, I definitely have. Before that and since that, so basically it's like the heralding of a gateway or a portal, so to speak. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hello?
What did you say? Yes.
Oh, basically a comet can be seen as a herald of a gateway or a portal?
Oh, yes. Most definitely, yes.
Okay. All right. And
all right.
I guess what vortex meditation would complement that?
What vortex medication, meditation would complement that? You can do any kind of meditation. Really, what's greater than the meditation is you have the revelation. You don't need the meditation. What meditation do you need?
Okay.
You have revelation. You've seen it. It's there.
Okay.
That's all the confirmation. Yes. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot. Love. And let's rise above in 2012. That's my mantra.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, continue. Blessings
cool.
to you. And
cool. Love. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to continue. 12 minutes left to go in the forum here. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 904. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Oops. Let's see. 904?
Hi, this is Isis from Jacksonville, Florida.
Greetings to you, Isis.
Hi. I spoke with you before about my father and everything, and I just wanted to tell you thank you very much. And I realized that that one issue that I had with my father just went so much deeper in my life and with other things. So I just wanted to tell you thank you for that.
You're welcome. Blessings.
And I have a question. I cannot sleep. I haven't. I'm tired, but I can't seem to turn the button off. I have a lot going on, and I have the four kids, and I've just been busy trying to, you know, do everything and, you know, get everything situated. But I would say for the last couple months, maybe about 3 months, I just have not been able to sleep. So I've been doing all kind of stuff, you know, relaxing baths and teas and different things. And so I have been on my sister gave me some melatonin. And, of course, I have been, you know, studying that for a little bit, so I know what it is and everything that our body produces. And I know for the last 2 years, this whole transition I've been going through, I've just been having, you know, a problem with that. And I just wanted to know, you know, if you could help me out, you know, with that in any way.
Mm-hmm.
My body's tired. I just can't hit the, you know, the off button, kind of like the Michael Jackson. I just can't cut it off. I can't cut it off to, like, you know.
Yeah. I definitely can relate to that.
Yeah, it's like the I need the off button, and the melatonin helps. You know, I have the, you know, the natural one or whatever I got from the Whole Foods, but I want to just to be able to rest, to be restful and wake up,
yes,
you know, ready for the day.
Right. Well, here's the thing that that I'm definitely picking up from Spirit is, yes, I see a lot of things going on around you, but believe it or not, the reason you can't speak is because there are certain things that you're not communicating. And by you not sort of speaking your truth in certain particular areas, it's really creating sort of this energy within yourself that won't sort of let you rest. You know how people say, well, I'm not going to have any peace until I get this off my mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so can you relate to that?
Yes, I actually been trying to shut my mouth up a little more and listen, because I know before you told me about, you know, my sacral chakra and communicating, and I felt like that was my issue. So,
well, here's the thing. It's not so much about you speaking to people, but it's about the communication with yourself, and also just being able to express these things. Because sometimes we have things that we need to express, but it's really not about us expressing it to the other person. You know, you can do that one or two times, but anytime you continue to do it past that point, it really is a pointless point.
Yes,
you know what
is.
I mean? It's really pointless.
Yes.
You're just really talking. You're speaking in the dark at that point. But this is about you sitting down, taking some opportunities to begin to do some journaling. Now, I would recommend that you do this. You can actually go to Whole Foods, and you can actually get this. I would recommend that you get an herbal tea blend and have them mix you catnip. You want to take some catnip. The reason you want to take some catnip and see if they can give you the catnip that comes out of the Himalayas or somewhere that is higher altitude, because there's actually 4 or 5 different levels of catnip. And depending on where it's grown, it depends on the potency, because you want something that really is going to just help you just really just wind yourself down. And the higher the altitude of where that catnip is coming from, the more impactive that's going to have in that particular area.
Okay.
So when you go in Whole Foods, tell them you want a catnip, and tell them you want a catnip that was grown in high altitude, somewhere in the mountains. And they'll know what you're talking about by just saying that. So you want to mix some catnip with that and some chamomile. Get you some chamomile to also go with chamomile as well, too. And mix some chamomile in with the catnip. Chamomile and some catnip. Make that into a tea. You can also have them throw in some jasmine as well. Jasmine is excellent for relaxation. It's also excellent for rest, but it also helps you tap into that energy of love as well. So that jasmine is also just going to have that loving effect and really just get you. And have them mix that for you and make that into a tea. Before you go to bed, do some journaling and really have an intention for why you need to rest, because at this particular point you really don't see a reason for resting because you have so much going on your external world. So really start to begin to get into that. Another thing that you may want to consider is to go have you a massage, you know, get a massage. Or even if you don't get an opportunity to get a massage, really when you're in the shower, when you're in the bathtub, really begin to touch. yourself. Touch your body, the physical touch. Sometimes we go all day long and we're touching everything, but we don't take time to lay hands on ourselves, to be able to put your hands on your physical body. So a ritual you can also do is you can take you some olive oil and mix it with some essential oils and begin to just massage yourself from head to toe. Really just begin to anointing your body. Make sort of that resting time a ritual for you, because this is an opportunity for you to really kind of go into your subconscious mind and really tap into other levels. So give yourself sort of a purpose for resting, giving your physical body time to rejuvenate itself, because what's coming up for you is rest and rejuvenation. So this is how you can get yourself into that energy so that you can begin to have a peaceful sleep and you can actually tap into that REM state. You know, if it's no more than really getting excited about going into the dream world, and maybe if there's some things that are going on within your life, you can begin to see these things in the dream world of how to figure them out. So begin to take the herbal teas, you know, begin to anoint your body, really kind of make the nighttime a ritual. Wind yourself up, you know, wind yourself up to wind yourself back down.
Okay.
And you'll be
okay. And the thing about my dreams is I can't, it's like a blank. I can't remember anything. You know, I spoke to you about the, you know, the dream, the recurring dream about the, you know, spaceship or whatever. But I can't recall them. It's like,
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay at this point that you don't recall your dreams, because what is just as important, and I say on some levels more important, is how you wake up feeling more than it is your dreams. Know that your subconscious mind is recording everything anyway. So even if you don't know, it knows. You understand, your subconscious mind knows. So really, really take note about how you feel when you wake up. What is that feeling like? Do you feel happy? You know, are you in a place of peace? Are you in a, what is the feeling like? Yeah. Take note of those feelings, because that's just as important as well too. So don't worry about that. There's plenty of things that we have out here, panic pack, all kinds of things that you can do to get you into the dream work, working with crystals and all kinds of things, so that you can begin to get into that state of rest and get into that state of peace. You know, the Sister Rainwater makes the dream ants that really helps you, so you can work with your energy and begin to get into certain things so that you can filter out things so you can have those dreams. So it's a lot of things that you can get tools to assist you in helping you with dreams. So don't worry about remembering them. You can always get those things to help you get into that state. But what's going to be important for you now, because of everything that you have going on and you have so many people depending on you, you know, for you to have that clear vision, is that you begin to get yourself into that place so you can begin to rejuvenate yourself.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. So peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes as well. I would love for you to call back in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Peace. All right, everyone. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum. We're going to see if we can get this last caller in. Calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. My name is Celine. Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Hello. You said Elaine?
Celine.
Greetings, yes. Celine.
Hi. Greetings to you. Okay, I'm in a dire situation, and I'm trying to relocate locally. Can you tell me, can you, you know, do you see a connection with, you know, me relocating? I mean, in terms of, like, do you see a person that I'm going to relocate with? Not relocate, but, you know, somebody that's going to direct me, you know.
Okay. Now,
a bad situation where I have to leave.
Yeah. And I did pick that up too. Let's do this. We got 1 minute and 3 seconds left to go. I want you to hold the line, okay? Mm-hmm. So I can go ahead and tell all of those who are not on the phone lines that we will see them on the flip side. But I just want to thank you guys. An amazing share here this evening. And thank everyone out there for being a part of the light and being definitely connected with the remix as well, which is the light. And just wish you peace and blessings on your journey as we just continue on this road of 2012. See you guys Sunday night. Brother Panic is going to be in the house. We're going to be doing some chat and chill. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. I want you to love it on Facebook. Also, I would love to hear about you guys' kites that you come up with, and we can talk about that. If you want to hear the rest of the show, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Make sure you get on before the 9 seconds. If you don't, download, download, download. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to you guys, and much respect to the ancestors, and definitely love somebody today, and know your magic. I will see you guys soon in the remix. So peace and love as we continue. All right, so we're in the after hours now. That was close. I don't even know if I made it, but that was very, very close. But I definitely want to say this to you because now you said you're in a, did you say desperate situation?
Yes, pretty desperate. Mm-hmm. You know, there was an incident that happened here, and this yeah. was prompting me to leave.
Okay. All right. And I'll tell you what energy came up for you is spiritual union, and that is about sacred union. So I do see that you are going to be able to make this move. Of course, nothing is written in stone. This is based upon your free will. But it is going to take you to require you to do some action, and those actions are going to come pretty quick, and you need to do them within the next 2 days.
Oh, okay. Well, you mean doing the footwork, trying to find where I'm heading?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But you don't, I'm so unclear with this. I'm just like bottled down with so much, you know, so much is happening around me. And that's why I can't seem to see, you know, I don't get a crystal.
Well, here's the thing, and I want you to think about this because I understand where you're going with this. I'm not going to talk about too much of your personal business here for obvious reasons, okay, but you can always email me. But this is the thing. You're looking – I don't want you to think of this as going from one situation to another. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so more than be worried about where or who with. Don't worry about who with. Just worry about where. Don't worry about is this going to be sort of this love connection and is this going to work out. I don't want you to worry about that. Your focus at this time is to get out of this situation as fast as you can. Don't walk, but run.
Right. That's how I'm feeling. That's how desperate it is.
Yes. Like don't walk, run. But run. You can email me. There's a lot of temporary situations where you can go because I see this sort of being a transition for you, and then you sort of kind of settle yourself somewhere else, if that makes sense to you too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't see this to be, you know, permanent. It's just a temporary place,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend that within the next 2 days. That you okay. make some moves.
Oh, okay. But you don't really, do you see, is Spirit telling me where to go? Like, I mean, is it going to be through an ad or is it going to be, a phone directory?
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. Okay. I want you to check for those things of an ad, but
okay,
let me just say this. If you have to go to a shelter, it'll be better.
Really?
Yes.
To a shelter.
But
pretty
there are some people. There are some people close enough to you that you have met and come to know that you can actually have that as a temporary until you find something else.
Oh, okay. I mean, you mean the people. People in a shelter?
No. I'm talking about people you know, people you've spoke to, you know.
Pretty puzzling to me. I don't have that many contacts.
Well, that many, one is enough.
Oh, right.
Okay, you don't need 50. You're just going to have to be very honest about what's going on. And I know that's difficult for you.
Not really. If I mean, you know, if I have to, you know, tell it all, I'll, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, when you say, if I have to tell it all, that means it's difficult. Because at this point, you need to be telling it and making some moves. Okay. Email me though, so that we can connect and, you know, I can give you some more insight on that. But you definitely need to make sure that that you do make some moves. Yeah, within the next 2 days. Yeah, you know. But I'll rest assured to tell you this: you're going to see yourself out of this. You'll make the right choices. And this is where your energy is leading you, but you need to definitely not hesitate. That's why you called in, right? Because you wanted to hear this reflection. So I'm telling you sort of what you already knew.
Actually, I needed to hear direction because I'm, like, so unclear right now. I just don't know where to begin, you know, what direction I should take this. I mean, I know the situation, but it's just that, you know, I'm unclear.
Mm-hmm. I understand you're unclear, but if I need to cross the street, I'm not going to spend time trying to figure out, do I need to wait and go to the corner? Do I need to do it in the middle of the block? Do I need to do it at the end? Because I know I got to get across the street. Once I get across the street, then I can decide where I want to be once I'm across the street. But first, I got to get across the street. If I spend all my time trying to look to cross the street, I never make it across.
That is so true.
This is about you taking that. The rest will figure itself out. You know that you do need to leave, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stand true on that. Don't worry about anything else. Focus on, I need to leave. You have options, and those options will come to you. But first you have to come to grips with not, where am I going to go, but I got to leave. Because once you get into that energy, then certain things that don't seem like an option are going to become an option. And all it takes is one option.
One option. I'm following you.
Yeah.
So grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Blessings to you. Blessings to you. I definitely see you crossing the street. So I would love to hear from you. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. You can send me an email. Okay.
Okay, I'll be in touch with you, Miss Blue.
So all grateful. Right. Well, peace and love. Peace and love.
I wish you the same. God bless you.
Thank you. Mhm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 337. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and calling from. 614. I'm sorry. 614.
Greetings, Miss Blue.
Greetings, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Audia from Columbus, Ohio.
Greetings, people.
Can you hear me?
I can. A little bit of motion in the background, but it's okay.
Okay. I just want to first and foremost thank you for all the work that you have been doing. I've been listening for the past several months, and it's just very refreshing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad that you're finding light in everything. So that's beautiful. Thank you for that.
Now, I was recently promoted to a leadership position within a social service agency, and it actually took me 3 times to interview and secure that position. But on this third time, spiritually, I felt as if everything was finally okay, as if I bought everything to the table I needed to bring, and it was my time, so to speak.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit more, just making sure that I'm concurrent and on the path that I need to be on, which I believe I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can definitely do that. I think you confirmed it better than me, but I'll definitely tell you the reflection that Spirit said immediately when you began to speak. I seen sort of this cheers going up, like, you know how you get your glass and you just toast to it and you just give the cheers. And really what Spirit is saying, it's time for you to begin to rejoice in your celebration. And so this is the time for you to really begin to rejoice in the celebration of where you are. You worked hard to get where you are, and you really have begun to understand this more than just your work. You've begun to understand it basically from a spiritual point of view. So you know that you're definitely on your path. You definitely know that. So that's a beautiful That's a beautiful confirmation for you. So, yes, of course you're on your path. You were even on your path when you didn't get it, because at that particular time, there were some things that you still needed to discover about yourself, not necessarily for the job, but for yourself. And then there were some other changes of some people who you would have been working with that wouldn't have went well. They have moved on to other places. So now this leaves it very clear for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, and congratulations. Let us know how that goes, because definitely have a goddess there that is looking out for the well-being of not only our children, but our people, and just everyone. It's just an amazing thing. So I definitely give thanks to you for the work that you do as well, too. So peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right, you guys. Well, I tell you what, I think this is going to do it. There are no more questions. You guys don't have any more questions. So what we're going to – well, there's no more questions. So since there's no more questions – oh, wow, I said that, and some more people called in. So – okay, we'll go to the call lines. If you guys are on the phone, we'll keep this going as long as there's questions. And then if not, then you know we'll be back Sunday night doing the remix, how we normally do it. But we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 212.
Hey, hello.
Greetings.
How are you doing? I wanted to thank you.
Okay.
I wanted to thank you for everything. And I also had a question, which I was wondering if you could give me insight on. I had a lot of my spiritual things, removed, things that in which I would put on my altar and things like that, and a lot of the things that I got from Bobby Hemmett and whatnot. And I was just curious as to if you had any insight about was that a consequence of something that of the energy that I want to kind of say karma, like cause and effect, some of the energy in which that I created. I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me see this. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your name, please?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Okay, you said you had a lot of things removed. Is that what you said?
A lot of the things that I would use to put on my altar or to alter my conscience, yeah.
You had them removed. Do you know who they were removed from? Or you're saying they were... Speak to me.
Okay, I'm sorry. They were in the process. I was in the process of moving, and somehow they were thrown out. And those were actually the most valuable things I owned, aside from books and things like that, you know. So I was just curious.
You said, and you wanted to know if it was a consequence of something that you were doing.
Yeah, because I kind of brought a lot of chaotic energy, not in a good way, for a while. And so I just was kind of, wondering if that...
I think definitely you answered your own question. Think about it. I want you to stay with me here, and I'm going to tell you, this is not bad news.
Mm-hmm.
but I want you to think about it. You said you brought a lot of chaos, and not in a good way,
right?
To some things. You moved, and these pieces were missing. Okay. So let's just go with your rendition at this particular time. So they were removed based upon that. Could I call it karma? I guess you can, but I wouldn't necessarily say it in that way. You understand?
Right.
Let's remove that energy of karma, because this is what's getting you sort of caught in this circle anyway, because of how you're setting these rules for yourself. And so if we set a rule for ourselves, we have to abide by them, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So this is really about not so much where you were. Let me ask you where you are right now. Are you still in that place, or have you moved past that?
I feel like I have, yeah. I feel like I have.
Okay. Well, if you feel like you have, then you have. I'll tell you what energy came up for you: transformation. So you've transformed yourself to some degree. I don't think you know that yet, but you have transformed yourself. So take that, if you will, as your lesson, if that be the lesson at the time. Move past it. Buy you some new stuff. You understand? you understand, because nothing is going to change your mind, because you've already connected it to what you did.
Right. Okay.
So, even me telling you it's not going to change that, let's not worry about the past. We're right now in the present, and we're building for the future. So if you know that you've left that energy, you can begin to move yourself forward.
Okay. And then I had one other question, which is I was in a relationship, and I brought a lot of chaos to the relationship. For that person personally, because of misunderstandings with alchemy and things like that. And I'm kind of tripping about exactly, I know I'm not responsible for anyone else, but I kind of feel burdened, like I am responsible for the chaos that this person is going through. And I'm not sure if the decisions that I'm going to make in the future is going to kind of worsen the situation. I don't know, because I know I sound all over the place, but.
No. Well, here's the thing. The first thing that I want you to do is really just kind of relax for me here a little bit, and really take your attention and begin to focus it back inward on Tiffany, and not those things outside of yourself, but those things that are inside of yourself. Focus them back on you.
Okay.
Bring them on you, because your free will stops where someone else's begin. So you're not responsible for anybody else's life, not in that way. If there are some things that perhaps happen and no one is perfect that you've done, and you've sort of made your peace with it, then that's all that is required. But remember, forgiveness is never about the other person. Forgiveness is to set yourself free.
Okay.
That's what it's about. And so really begin to work with that energy so you can set yourself free.
Okay.
Set yourself free, and forgive yourself for what you may or may not have done. Forgive yourself for what you may have said or may not have said, first and foremost. Really, one of the template energies that you can begin to work with is Mary Magdalene. And begin to read the story of Mary Magdalene, and begin to work with that particular goddess and give her some energy, because she is the one to really help you tap into that energy of unconditional love. And the reason you can't see unconditional love in anything is because you don't have unconditional love for yourself. So first you have to forgive yourself and have unconditional love for yourself. Mary Magdalene is also going to help you, because there was a lot of things in this relationship situation that you definitely need to really see from another perspective. And her mythology really takes you into that, because of her position of where she was, as the story goes, with Jesus. So really, really begin to work with that energy. She works a lot with the Christ energy, and also she was the wife of Christ. She was also called the prostitute, a lot of different things. So I want you to begin to really look into that particular template energy, stay in the position of your truth, and first and foremost, begin to practice unconditional love for yourself, because until you practice it for yourself, you're not going to be able to see that reflection anywhere around you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Peace and love.
Thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 972. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ms. Blue, this is Sherry from Dallas.
Hey, Sherry from Dallas.
I was just wondering where you was, and then I said, you got your email, and I said, I'll go tip in. And I wanted you to listen to me and see if I'm doing okay, because so many major things has literally happened in the last 10 days. My brother dying. I'm breaking away from a serious, hot, sexy relationship.
Wait a minute, Sherry. First of all, just really wishing you peace and light when it comes to your brother and his transition.
Yes,
you.
It was marvelous.
Yeah, and you said a serious, hot, sexy relationship.
Yes, he's crazy. And I'm enjoying it, but he's have shown all the signs that I need to break away. He have tapped in. You think you're so smart. He is a self-made man, in the sense that he got a small business, and he's very good at the trade. And I absolutely love him, because I knew if I didn't love him, I would have shot his butt a long time ago.
Gotta love the brothers.
You got to love the brother. And he don't get me at all when I talk about the spirit, when I tell him stuff, that he admits that I make him afraid. And I know that's strictly on where he is spiritually. And I try to make him feel comfortable. Girl, I was so bad, I did a sexual profit-making ritual on him. He's doing really well, but he's scared the bejesus of me.
Oh, Sherry.
And I did that more so for myself. I feel sorry for him. I knew I had it in me, and it was a gumption and umptions to see if I could do it. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
All women need to do a sexual ritual with a hot man, at least to them. It works.
I concur.
And it had nothing to do with loving him. It had everything. It was a ritual, but it sure was fun. And he don't get it. I tried to explain to him the love that I feel for him, the relationship he's trying to build, it's not going to work for me. And I tried to explain to him, but he got so much filters. Girl, I don't even respond to the son of the stuff,
yeah,
stuff that he says.
Well, Sherry, Sherry, you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna.
I hope you confirm what I know to be true.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but let me tell you this.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you. I know for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And for you guys who don't know, I've worked with this sister, so she's comfortable with me saying that. That you get bored very quick. And you tend to disconnect emotionally when that happens.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So, this is what Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe, just maybe, and I know you're open to hear this, that
mm-hmm.
it's a little bit of fear that you're actually running away. I know he's expressing his externally,
mm-hmm.
but you are sort of expressing yours in a different way. So it's just easier to say this is not going to work. But really when you begin to look at the components of the relationship, and I'm not talking about just because the sex was good. No, I know it is much bigger than that. It's just the connection that you guys have on a physical level, mental level, and even though you see things differently spiritually, but even on that spiritual level as well, and particularly in those areas that you have a great interest and a concern in, this is really a good connection for you.
I know
so
that.
I will challenge you then, if you know that, to really just try to see if maybe there's not still some things here that you can continue to build upon and not run away, because that's the easy thing to do. You don't have to invest anything. You can just say, let me move on.
Okay. With that said, and I concur with that, but I have to admit some old issues have come up for me in the past, and I don't mind letting the world know. It's amazing to me that I'm a black blonde woman, okay? 5'4", 6". And it's amazing to me, men look at my size and petiteness, and even though they hear the clarity of my words, and I have to be very clear in my intent, it's amazing to me to witness and live their filters. And I get tired. I kid you not, Miss Lou.
Just
peeling away the filters that they bring to the relationship.
But guess what? Just like you're feeling their filters, they're feeling yours.
Oh, that's true, too. I let them know my filters.
Yes, I know you do.
I know you do. Because if not, they're going to try to mess with my cute. And I've yet to meet anybody to mess with my cute now, okay?
Right.
So
that's what I say. I see everything that just exuberates love, growth in this relationship, if that is your choice. I don't see anything that's saying that this is a terrible match and this needs to end. What I think, and I think you know this, think is my word, I know, there does need to be some shifts that need to occur within your consciousness. And he's really here to sort of kind of raise that energy up. I'm not going to say that I see this as a...
I'll take that back. I can pick your words well now.
Don't say it.
What are you going to say? Because I don't even want to think it, so I'll let you say it.
No.
It's Blue, please, because I want him to hear this, because a lot of the things that I do, I think because we are together and I said things and then things happen, then I touch upon things that he don't think I know about, but I know about it. And, you know, that's hard to explain spirit and the downloads that I get. So I'm definitely going to let him hear this replay. You know what I mean? So say it. So say it. Because I know it's a great relationship, but he makes me so tired. And I'm about to get a job. I'm about to make some money. That's going to take my energy. I don't want to be focused on two things at the same time. I just don't want to do it.
But right. And so hear yourself very clear. It's not that anything is wrong. You don't want to do it. But you actually can focus on, but listen, just like that job is something that you're wanting to do and to focus your energy, because for a very long time what you've done is replace your man with the job. And so now that when a job comes up, you exclude the man, and it should have never been that way.
I understand. I understand that, right? I understand that.
So you can have a man and a child.
Mm-hmm. And guess what, Miss Blue? I always kept a man in his place with my job. I want him to hear that, too.
Yes.
In his place.
See, Sherry, that you can't, you know the brothers, you can't start talking about place.
I said, oh, yeah, we've already had that discussion. I hate to tell you he's failed on it because he wants me to go places. And he's shocked that I'm a scratch cook, I sew, I'm a designer, I'm this and I'm this. And then all of a sudden, when things come up, I'm just rolling my eyes at him. You know what I mean?
Sherry.
So I'm a Susie homemaker to the maximum, but I do like shopping at Neiman's, okay?
Oh, yes. We love Neiman's.
Oh, yeah. And then plus, I have gotten from the NBC jewelry shop online, I got a list of things that he's going to buy me when he pisses me off, you know. I love making plans. You know that, don't you? Ain't I wrong, Miss Blue?
Yeah, Sherry, you're kind of wrong for that.
He's got to hear this, but he had to know it. So I want to bring love and happiness to him, but he just makes me go, oh, my God. I keep saying, oh, my God. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a challenge for you, and you need that. You needed that. You need that challenge. You have to have it. You get bored too fast. So this is a good challenge for you. I say step up to the plate. You've taken on all other challenges. Take this one. Why run away now?
I said because he's crazy, and I don't do this. If crazy just lasts a little bit, I can deal, but it seems like it's going to last a long time.
But, Sherry, come on. We know you're crazy, too. I mean, we're all crazy. We're all crazy.
See, this is perfect. I am going to see if I can get him to listen to this because he got this idea about me that he really, I don't think he see my crazy sometimes. You know what I mean?
And isn't that beautiful? We don't want those people to that love us to really see our crazy. We really
don't. Oh, let me throw this out. I know he loves me, but, you know, all he tells me is he really, really likes me. I'm going, what do that mean? I go, what do that mean? I said, you really need to love me to be able to handle this relationship with me. But let me ask
you a question, Sherry. Have you told him you really love him, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like him, right, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I have to admit, I loved him before I liked him because I have to really look at him to see.
You know what, Sherry?
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead, Sherry. Yes, I'm here.
I said no because I'm going to be honest with you. I have not ever been quick to love a man for the very reason I would see beyond them, even though it'd be awful way. But I didn't want to invest all of that from something that I knew ultimately was going to work, even though I've had years and sometimes multiple years. But ultimately I knew it was a walk-away relationship.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes we do things in our own time, and it's beautiful because you definitely have that ability to see, that you could see the love within him. And
yes, he really does have it.
Yeah. And in his own time, he will be able to see that love within you. But, you know, he'll be able to see it, too. He definitely feels it, you know. Our brothers don't necessarily always express themselves the same way that we do. And so, you know, you're that side to really sort of kind of help to be able to tap into that energy and really just express it. And it's through that expression that he'll begin to, you know, find his own way. And that's what he's doing. I say, if it's not broke, you know, why try to fix it?
Yeah, because I'm going to be honest with you, what really kills me is his negative motivation of me.
and it just get my eyes in a headlights, and I'm going, you know, that's really negative. You know, why are you saying that to me? Oh, you're taking my directness and frankness as a okay for you to voice your negative side to me. I suggest you don't. That's what I tell him, but he don't listen. And then when I react to a certain way, he usually get mad at my proper reaction to what he has done. You know what I mean?
Right. So is it that you want him, you don't want him bossing you around, but you want to boss him around?
Oh, no, but he got to understand. For him to be happy, he got to like me bossing him around.
Sherry.
What did I say? What did I say?
Sherry, no.
I boss him around in the best tone and quality of voice, but always wrapped in velvety love. Or I will just look at him and say, you know? And I constantly, he started this email relationship with me, and I take it as I don't use harsh words or, you know, hell damn, maybe with selective use, but any other word, but email frees me. Like, I tell him, you surely shouldn't say certain things to me because I will whip the – he actually told me to get a dictionary out for a word, and I wore his ass out for 2 hours, and he will never ask me to pull a dictionary out no more. You know what? But because, you know, it was a point of control, and he finally sort of admitted it, that he wanted to boss me around. And I told him I did not understand – why he wanted me to boss me around at this level of non-growth. We should still have the freedom to get to know each other versus putting the clamps down on at this level. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm
sorry. Yes. No. So basically you still want to be free to see other people.
I said, would you believe there's nobody to see, if you understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I said, Miss Blue, I dress up every day at the ninth. I put my best smile on. I have my day of the things that I have to do, want to do, and the things that I have membership to a lot of museums that I go sometimes, but not a lot. But I make it my business to get out and about and look. There's nothing to see.
Well, Sherry.
Where?
Oh,
I heterosexual, two lesbians approached me. I got all up in their face. I said, what do you see about me for you to approach me? They liked my spirit, my friendliness. And I told them, but why should I go in a relationship with you? You have to strike a lingam on when I could go get one already attached. And they looked at me. I said, talk to me, sister. Since you approaching me, and, you know, they both left my ass
Jerry.
Alone. They left me alone. So there are things out there looking at me, but I don't see nothing to see.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, I say, Sherry, change the reflection, you know, definitely change the reflection. I really, really feel good about this relationship. I think it's some things in here that definitely will be able to, you know, help you continue on your path. To see at the end, of course, you can always activate your free will, but I definitely see a lot of love. I see a lot of love around you with this relationship. I really do.
Let me ask you this right here. I always knew if I had a child, it would be in this latter years. Even though I have fibroids, my female health is pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. And he have expressed no children. But I asked a simple question. Has he got fixed? And, of course, he had not. I said, well, with a frequency of sex I want to have, the chances of the Creator God creating and all of that sex is pretty damn high. So what if it happens? He gave me the deer in headlight look at that point. I said, my old ass pregnant and you crazy? Oh, boy, you wouldn't like to live. to keep wanting, please. So,
well, I'm sure as much as you say he expressed himself, if he really felt as though that was sort of a real no-goer, then there's things that you can do to prevent that from happening. And if he's not doing that, then his no really means yes.
Ain't that crazy? I don't like yes, no. I don't like no yes. I like a yes or a no. But then that's the Libra in me. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, so he crazy. So that type of stuff tells me he crazy still. So, okay, Ms. Lou, you confirming a lot because I've just written this 12-page email to his last illogical response, mean-spirited. I think I'm not going to change a thing and send it. You know what I mean?
Well, Sherry, of course
yes.
You get to do what you want. I would say don't send it.
Okay.
Don't send it.
Why not? I don't even know what send it. I think it's fantastic.
No, Sherry, don't send it. Trust me on this one, don't send it.
I see. You don't think he can handle it?
Oh, he can definitely handle it, Sherry, but don't send it.
Okay.
Send it, Sherry.
So I'll save it as a draft, and I will email him this link and tell him I'm at the latter part of it talking about his book. He can tell. And he needs to listen to it, you know what I mean? And then we can talk about this email that you stopped me and made me save as a draft. So I sure was planning to send it. And I'm going to tell you,
yeah.
I got some words that would have fired his butt up in there. See, one of the lines is, this is one of my self-described words as a bad black bitch. You really don't want to go there because it's just at the surface of my skin level. That's one of the lines that I use.
Yeah, don't send that.
But it's true.
Don't send it.
So he needs to at least hear it in this recording that he's going to listen to and know that it exists in this 12-page email. Huh?
Yeah. Well, you
okay,
know,
I
one of the things, Sherry, I'm going to leave you with this. And
okay.
I'm sure you're familiar with this as well. My mother always told me you can get more flies with honey than you can with anything. So, you know.
That's crazy for him. He likes spicy stuff, evidently, with all of these negative words.
Yeah, well, you know, he's expressing himself the best he knows how. So, you know.
You just confirmed something I knew that was true in my heart. Dang. So I need to ratchet it down for his foot.
Yes, you're going to have to. You really are.
I really am.
Yeah.
So, okay, at least he can hear it that I know that I got to do it because it's literally easy to. If I tell you about the transformative things that I've done and the people that I've met and the rituals I have talked people through, and to make them aware of their own internal power. People are even walking me up at the front end alignment place for my Land Rover. You follow what I'm saying? Your power,
right.
You need to tell me. I said, oh, my God, leave me alone. I said, I'm not ready to deal. They would laugh, and then they would still ask their question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, Ms. Blue, I'll be in touch, and I keep saying I'm going to get to Austin, and I'm going to email you. I would love to buy you some vitamins. I'll leave that alone, too. And but thank you. I'm glad I called because I knew that I had to have someone that knew my spirit to stop me from firing his butt up.
Yeah, Don't do that. Save it as a draft. And just think about, do the kite exercise we talked about earlier. Get you a sesame seed. Set good intentions that you're going to plant. Taste some honey. Think about all the sweetness in your life and continue to move on.
Yeah, because I was thinking about doing that Bobby ritual, putting his ass in some honey. But then I don't want to do that. Okay, because I would have to burn the jar, dig up the hole,
dig up the
yeah,
hole.
Yeah,
we don't want to do that. We need him to walk
necessary.
Into this. Oh, that's not necessary. But like I said, I'm going to, like I said, let this go to the archives and get it and tell him he got to listen to the whole thing. I'm going to put a 2-hour show today to listen to the conversation I had with one of my favorite persons on spirit and on life to talk about his book.
Okay, Sherry. Well, I look forward to connecting with you. So let us know how it goes because you got everybody on the phone lines. They all want to know how this ends up. So we will definitely be in touch. And I know you stay.
I invite y'all to the wedding, and y'all just bring towels. We're
right.
Talking, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. We have 14 minutes left to go in the forum here live on The Remix, first show since 2012. Good to be in the house with you guys. Good to have everybody here. Also, I want to say thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook and have begun to work on that. We got a lot of things coming up, and we'll be talking about some of those things on Sunday as well in future shows. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, and leave a message over on Facebook. Love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear your share. We're going to go to the next caller calling, and it looks like from area code 469. You're live in the Remix.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Hadia calling from DeSoto, Texas. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you? Greetings.
I'm doing okay. I have a couple of questions. My first question is, I have been offered a position. But I know that I'm not going to take that position, but I do have some other leads, and I'm trying to see if I should take a position to gain experience or if I should just go ahead and work for myself to have more flexibility and freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things. The first that I can definitely tell you. The first thing that I can tell you is that what I see right now is definitely I know you want to begin to work from home because that is going to give you some more flexibility and some freedom. But right now, the stability or the sustainability is more of what is going to be needed at this particular time when it comes to your job, the job, and things that are going on. So even though I do see you moving into that place where you're going to be working for yourself, right now what Spirit is saying, it's going to be best for the sustainability at you for this particular time so that you can sort of kind of keep certain things in line. Number one, keep certain things in line until you're ready to make that transformative step. And I see that coming maybe almost about a year from now if you continue on this course. Of course, nothing is 100% written in stone at this particular level, so you still have your free will to do that. But really, if we take sort of the one that's in your highest interest, I see these things coming for you in about a year or so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
mm-hmm.
I do have a couple, just like one other question. I have been having like left knee pain and left abdominal pain. What can I do spiritually to work to resolve those issues?
Well, to clear those things of, you said knee pain and abdominal pain. So when you say your abdomen, are you talking about your abdomen or are you also talking about your stomach area? First, before you go there, let me ask you, have you ever been told that you had anything like fibroids and different things like that?
Well, I just actually went to the doctor to get everything checked out, and she told me that I do have a small cyst in my left ovary.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you that's going to help you, and this is true for so many of us, and this is a good time. The reason I asked that about that, because what I actually picked up is that there is some drainage from the cyst. and that drainage from the cysts is what's causing the pain in your knees to come down. So what's going to be good for you is definitely to go into a detox, to really begin to detox. Another thing that you can do is there's an exercise where you can actually take your right hand and put it over, I believe, your right hand and put it over your take your left hand and actually press it against your kidney, and then take your right hand and press it against your abdominal, like on that same side, but take your left hand and press your kidneys and hold that in for a count of 15. And what that's going to do is really just help that particular area, those organs within that area, begin to detox. You really want to get into drinking sort of some distilled water. There's a show that I did, the herb show that I did, where I talked about the triple goddess water, which is distilled water. You actually take the parsley and you take the lemon in it and you drink that. That's going to help to detoxify you from the inside out, and that's what you're going to need to do. Also, to set up having some castor oil packs, taking some castor oil packs and putting them together and laying them over the area where the cyst is on that particular side to really help that detoxification and also help to shrink the cyst as well to get those things out. Whenever these things come up for us as women, because we actually do have two hearts, the heart in our chest, and we also have the heart that is between our legs. So a lot of times emotion and things that have sort of kind of come up in our lives come in that area. It's a place where we have those things from past relationships, all of our hurt, our pain, traumas that we go through, rape, molestation. These things begin to set themselves up. And in a sense, they begin to cyst. They sort of are bubbling up, you know. So it's sort of that dumping ground that it becomes. It's like all of that pain goes into that area. So this is a good time for you because you're in a very good place and moving past a lot of those pains and things in the past for you to begin to flush this completely out of your system to do that. And so those are going to be the things that to begin to do. With your knee, let's just take a look at this. Like I was telling the other caller, it has to do with your flexibility and you being able to be flexible to bend. A lot of times what you tend to do is have tunnel vision. You get focused on an idea, and even though focus is a good thing, you don't want to be so focused that you have blinders on, because just like driving in a car, even though we can rely on our mirrors and our side view mirrors, when you're driving, you have what's called a blind spot. And if you are too focused and not flexible, you can miss someone being in your blind spot. And so the knee, the pain in the knee, is also really just a spiritual way of letting you know that you're in the time of your life where you need to be more flexible and not so rigid and in what you're doing. Let go of those fears that you have about things turning out or happening a certain way, and just begin to move forward. Just begin to let things flow as you set your intention, and trust and know that those things are going to be what's in the best interest for you and everyone that's connected with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Luke.
You're welcome. Thank you as well. So let me know how that goes for you, and peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Okay, everyone, I think that's going to do it. I think that's going to do it. We have about 6 minutes left to go the remix here. So I just want to say thank you to you guys, for everybody for coming out tonight. Don't forget to join us Sunday night. You know, Brother Panic is going to be in the house. Just want to give a big shout out to all the Remix family members for everything, you guys, for supporting the forum, doing your work, and, you know, showing up and expressing yourself so we all can learn from each other as we continue on our path and our journey. So I wish you nothing but peace, love, and light as we get ready to get out of here tonight. I think it's going to be a good time. I want to hear the song again. So I think as we get ready to close out And I want to say happy birthday to everybody whose Earth Day birthday is this month. I'll do something special. I'm going to start doing for everyone because I have so many people on Facebook. It's their birthday, so we'll start to do some special things for that. But I'm going to go ahead and play the introduction with Drake speaking just to kind of leave that energy, and then we'll close out with a vibrant thing. So peace and love to everybody, and gosh, it's good to be back. It's good to see you guys. Leave me a note on Facebook. I'll hang out there for a few minutes as well. So peace and love, you guys. See you in the remix. See you Sunday night. Don't forget to download.
I heard once that they would rather hear about memories than enemies. Rather hear what was or what will be than what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you. Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggle and it taking forever. About hearts that you've broken and ties that you've severed. No doubt in my mind, that'll make them feel better.
Get out now, no doubt now, yeah, check it out now, no doubt, yeah, special girl, real good girl, biggest thing in my itty bitty world, caught her up and she made me feel right, wish the bliss could never take flight, sitting back with this mic in my hand, spitting hot shit, trying to see grand. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown-ups, don't even try to hide cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, yeah, look at me.
Check it,
look at yeah. Check it, look at me. Yeah,
yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at y'all,
check it,
look at me.
Check it,
look at y'all,
check it, look at
y'all, y'all, y'all.
Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant, Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick make the other niggas maddest. Moving to Yo Tana situation. Shorty thought she subtle, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I chewing back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus, we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stash is in the ride. But nigga, for real, you would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight, you buy, I sell, we split big cake. Please move your little thing, move it around and take a little thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, the vibrant thing, vibrant thing, the app, yo, yo.
Peace, everyone. That's going to do it. See you guys. See you Sunday night. Much love, warm spirit.